one of the most optimistic people you'll meet in the Middle East, and for the first time, I'm very pessimistic about the Israelis and Palestinians.
In an exclusive interview with CNN, the king says he has great concern about how things will develop in Syria. A final agreement to solve Europe's debt crisis could come by Wednesday. CNN's Nina Dos Santos says Europe's top leaders met in Brussels to hammer out a plan.
If they don't manage to come to some kind of concrete agreement, what we will see by Wednesday, what we will see is some of them will have to answer to the G20 when they meet at the start of November, because this problem risks becoming more than just European if we don't have a unified and lasting consensus here.
Janet Jackson has canceled shows in Australia to be with her family in Los Angeles. The involuntary manslaughter trial of Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, could be entering its final week. Gas prices are going back up. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says you're still paying less than you were a couple of months ago.
Prices dropped about 25 cents on average the prior month. Now, in these 2 weeks, they're up about a nickel.
And the national average is now up to $3.47 a gallon. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
Perlman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
They may not be happy, but the majority of Chrysler workers are expected to approve a new contract with the automaker. Union officials have been promoting the proposed deal, which would freeze wages for 4 more years and eliminate cost of living adjustments. The United Auto Workers warns a no vote would mean arbitration and perhaps an even worse result. This as Nissan is looking at launching a plug-in hybrid in 2015. It's part of a 5-year environmental plan for Japan's number 2 car maker. Nissan says it will spend 70% of its investments in advanced research and development on environmental technologies. More profit reports will help to drive Wall Street this morning. U.S. stock futures are following global markets higher, even as traders wait for the latest from Kimberly-Clark and Caterpillar. S&P futures adding just about 4 points now. NASDAQ futures ahead 9. Dow futures gaining 33 points. Oil prices higher by a half dollar, $87.91 a barrel on signs of improving economies in Asia. I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call the local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMB mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
Merriman? I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from AccountTemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call AccountTemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from AccountTemps, sir. Right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call AccountTemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. AccountTemps. A Robert Half.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality being equal. First Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
And good morning, one and all. Tony Tripiano with you on this bright and early Monday morning. And, wow, what a weird start to the day. As we left the house this morning, it was downpouring. I mean, raining like crazy. Then we get here, and I turn on the TV in the studio, and the weather's on. And, you know, the weatherman says, don't forget to bring your sunglasses today. I said, huh? Apparently the rain's already moving out of the area, and it's supposed to be sunny and breezy today. But what a weird way to start the day. I mean, it was raining like crazy. Ah, well, it is what it is. And we start the day because we...
At least it's not snow, right?
Oh, you know, I had that thought, Jeff, on the way in today, that at some point there will be snow.
It's a chilling thought.
Literally and figuratively. And, I have some very, very sad news. I don't even know how to say this. My beautiful truck has a chip in the windshield.
What?
Yeah, there's a small little crack in the windshield.
Did you get it filled already?
No, I just saw it this weekend. I'm very upset about it. She is no longer flawless. I don't know if I can do the show today now.
Yeah, that is pretty upsetting.
I'm going to get through it, you know, because it's what I do. But, I was pretty disappointed. Anyway, Weird start to the day. Let's take a look at what we got going on today. Lindsay Blackwell. Interesting story. A young lady that wants a job really bad. I think that's putting it mildly. And so she does something quite unique and creative. You may have read or heard about her. And we're going to have her on the show this morning and talk to this social media goddess and see how her job search is going. And then this just isn't a job, just any job. It's a job that she seems to have been born to have. So we will we'll check in with her. We'll also be checking in at 7:50 today with the Occupy Detroit group and find out what's going on there. They had a wedding there this weekend. We'll talk about that. Mark Brewer from the Michigan Democratic Party will join us as well. And then lots of time for you folks. Absolutely lots of time for you folks. So we got a lot to get to today. And let me I had to rearrange my papers. Had a little minor emergency before the show. And, you know, it was all rearranged. And I got to rearrange everything. I'll do it during the break. I'm okay. I shall survive this. Weird start to the day all the way around. But let's go.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
I think that my first word today, actually kind of in concert with the weekend, reunion weekend for Tony T. I survived my reunion weekend with my old college fraternity pals. 30 years ago this week, we founded a fraternity on the Alma College campus. 5 of the 7 founders came together to celebrate that anniversary in unity with men present, past, and Well, not future, because there were no future people there. As of yet, though, as of yet, reunion, just an amazing reunion. And most of it I will not be able to share on air. But just to say, there's something to be said for reunions. And anybody that's ever been one, whether it be a family reunion, a friend reunion, an anniversary of any kind, well, they're special for a reason. And that is no different than what I went through this weekend. Get a load of that. Went through. Yeah, there's some truth to that. And so the first word today is reunion. And that's that. Mr. Radford, good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, Mr. Radford. Good morning to you.
Booyah. No, I guess it's not.
It's not a booyah
day. I tried. I tried to put it out there, but the minute I said it, I just didn't feel it.
You know, I'm not going to lie because it just would be wrong, and it's counterintuitive to who I am, and it's certainly not the way I want to present myself to this audience. I'm tired this morning.
Sounds like you had a heck of a weekend.
I had a wonderful weekend, but I don't do that stuff anymore. I don't party. I don't stay up late. I don't... you know, I don't push myself to the limit. A, I didn't get my nap on Friday, which is sacrosanct in my world. But I was really willing to give that up for the cause, because it was a good cause, you know, to see some fine men. I got to tell you, the irony is that, you know, of the five founders that were there, not one of them has changed. I mean, they're all pretty much the same guys they were 30 years ago, which is kind of interesting.
Is that good?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's okay. Good. Yeah. And then, you know, you kind of, you know, because, again, we haven't been together in probably close to 25 years. I'm one of the guys I see on a fairly regular basis. So it's, you know, that it was, I mean, it was still great to see him, but, I mean, I've seen him. One of the other guys I happened to see this summer, but, you know, I hadn't seen him in 20-something years before the summer, so it was great to see him again. The other two I haven't seen in, you know, like I said, 25 years. So... you don't know, you know, how they've changed or if, you know, any, you don't know a lot of things. You don't, you know, it's just, it could have taken a right turn instead of a left turn or gone straight or whatever. But no, they were all great. It was a lot of laughing, a lot of remembering. Maybe some of it we shouldn't have, but, you know, we went there anyway. And then there's that whole, mystique of, you know, these are the guys, you know, you're in a fraternity, because the fraternity is very strong and active today, you know, and I would imagine from their perspective, sitting there with the guys that actually founded the very fraternity you belong to has got to be a little bit, I don't know, exciting, surreal at some level. You know, of course, the big joke is, you know, 30 years from now when, you know, when we're all walking in on walkers, if we're walking in at all. You know, that's the question. So, a lot of them, Jeff had said, you know, God, we hope that we're this close, you know, 30 years from now as you guys are, because we really picked up right where we left off, you know, busting each other's chops. I mean, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. It was really an interesting weekend. And I had some t-shirts made for the week. Well, they weren't t-shirts.
No,
they were jerseys.
No.
They were jerseys.
They were jerseys. I saw the pictures. You got them on the, you got them on Facebook, right?
Yeah, on my personal Facebook. If people just want to go and.
They were impressive jerseys for, you know, for a weekend get together.
Well, it wasn't just a get together. It was a celebration of 30 years.
So I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah, and I see you're getting tagged a lot. So the pictures are going to start floating around a little bit more.
Yeah, that was the big joke about me getting tagged. Everybody was tagging me this weekend. And, of course, you can interpret that lots of different ways, as men will do when men are being men. So, you know, I have my phone, when somebody does anything on Facebook, you know, my phone tells me that something's happening on Facebook, right? I'm sure yours does that as well.
No.
No? Well, mine does. So, you know, every time I looked down, it said, you've been tagged by so-and-so. You've been tagged by so-and-so. I said, all right, you guys got to stop tagging me. I'm supposed to be hiding from people. Nobody's supposed to know where I am.
You're it. You've been it a lot, actually, if you've been tagged that often.
Yeah. Well, I got it. And yeah, I am it. I got to tell you, now, I don't know, when you went to Hope, right?
Yep.
All right. Did you have, like, a favorite pizza place? Was there, like, the pizza place in Hope?
Pizza? I don't think so. I mean, Papa John's was around. I mean, they delivered to the dorms a lot, so I guess we ate Papa John's a lot. But it wasn't like, you know, the local place. I mean, really? There's local bars we went to, but not like a local pizza place.
No. We didn't go there. I mean, you know, we went there this weekend, but I'm saying, you know, there was like the pinnacle of pizza heaven. It wasn't just because it was there and it was college and you eat pizza. This was good freaking pizza. It's called Pizza Sam's. Ever in Alma, Michigan, folks, you have to eat at Pizza Sam's. Anyway, we went there Friday night for dinner, which was just amazing. And I've been there a couple times since graduation. I was up there last February, so I was there in February. The pizza hasn't changed in 30 years. Then we found out the place has been open for 50 years. 50 years, Jeff.
That's a long time.
Just amazing. And so we went there Friday night for dinner, and then we ended up there late Saturday night for a before-we-went-to-bed snack, if you get my drift.
That's some wild and crazy times.
Nah, we had a good time. We really did. I just, as I said to you this morning, you know, as much as I love this audience and I love doing the show, and I do, today might have been a personal day for me. Had I not had to come in.
But it's a good day. Mondays are, it'll be a good show.
Oh, we got lots to do. We got lots to
better show
about.
Than, what, Friday. Friday night didn't start my weekend off very well.
What, you sprained your ankle?
Yeah, like I said on Friday on the show, I had a cancer walk that I was going to do Saturday morning. And to walk, you basically need both ankles in pretty good shape. And sprained my ankle Friday night and still went on with the walk. So 5 miles on a bum ankle. That's how I spent my weekend.
Yes, but it barred you from your Friday night activities.
Right. My activity was icing it and putting it up above or raising it so that it wouldn't swell up too much.
Where
so
was
I could
the
walk
cancer
the next
walk
day.
At?
At Eagle Crest Golf Course in Ypsilanti.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations for making it. How's your ankle today?
Still sore. I mean, it's starting to come around, though. But unbelievable how many people showed up to those things.
Well, we'll come back and talk about it. We got to get to the break. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. On Twitter at Tony Trupiano. A quick break here on 1310 WDTW. We will be back. Stay with us. A lot to get to today.
First Chip with Tony Trupiano.
Well, welcome Theo in Detroit.
Well, thank you, Tony. I want to tell you I appreciate the fact that you bring information that we might not otherwise hear anyplace else.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Big problem out there on 96 to Jeffries eastbound. They're diverting traffic off the freeway at Inkster. The freeway is closed because of an accident. Traffic is backed up to around Merriman, and it's building pretty steadily. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, the showers will end this morning. The sun will come out a little bit later on. Highs getting into the lower 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 44. And then tomorrow, slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-60s. Right now, it's rainy and 50 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important. Right now, get 30% off any copy and print orders of $30 or more. Visit staples.com or text Staples to 84444. Offer ends 11-12-11. Staples, that was easy.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry. I'm a hugger.
Recently on First Shift.
Well, so joining me now is the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, Carla Swift.
There's a lot of work to be done, and there's a great opportunity to come together and work on turning things around Northern Michigan, and the AFL is the centerpiece of the movement for standing up for working men and women and protecting the middle class and fighting for good jobs with fair pay and benefits.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up? Diggity dog.
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 6 o'clock, and thanks for punching in on this early Monday morning with us. Jeff Redford was about to tell us about the breast. Was it breast cancer or just cancer in general, Jeff?
No, it was breast cancer.
Okay, breast cancer watch.
Which I guess I didn't know. Not that it matters, though. I mean, cancer of any kind, it's good to be part of, helping
part of the
cause.
Absolutely.
A lot of pink, though. A lot of pink. Which is, I mean, I guess, so is that all cancer or is that just breast cancer? I think it's just breast cancer, right?
It is just breast cancer.
The yellow is Lance Armstrong, and he's that seems to be cancer.
Right. No, but, yeah, the pink ribbons and pink clothes and pink T-shirts and pink is, yeah, breast
apparently
cancer.
Pink beards. This guy had his hair, beard, mustache completely done in pink and wore pink spandex. And there's a lot of people that really like pink, I'll tell you that. I didn't know that there's different colors for different things. Did you know anti-bullying is purple?
I did not.
Yeah, that was something I learned over the weekend as well. But, yeah, it was a pretty cool thing. Walked 5 miles all the way around the golf course. And, nice weather. Perfect weather this weekend for that kind of stuff. But it was incredible to me how many people showed up. We thought we could just, we got there early because there was a lot of us that were going. But we thought we could just get there, find a parking spot, walk there. It was 5 miles to walk there, but it was like a mile and a half to start with because of how far away we had to park. That's how many people showed up.
Right.
It was insane. People got there like an hour, 2 hours earlier. It was almost like a football game where not that they were tailgating, but they were having fun way before the walk even started. So, Fresh 103 was there, our sister station.
Right.
GM had a big booth there. There's a lot of corporate sponsors that got involved, so it was a pretty cool event.
Well, very good. Now, did you walk with a particular group of people, just friends, or?
Yeah, actually, my friend's mom has breast cancer, so I think they're the ones who started the team and got the people all together. So they got a big group of us to all walk, mostly, family that knew his mom. But, I mean, when we were kids, we all grew up there, so she's almost like, family as it is. So that's why a lot of us wanted to be part of it.
Very
it was pretty cool.
Very cool. So obviously you and Matt Stafford may have something in common. You have a lower leg injury, so does he.
Yes, I saw that. He got rolled. It looks like he got his ankle rolled up, so we both have ankle injuries.
Well, it just said lower leg injury, so we'll go with the lower leg injury.
That's true. Didn't seem like his knee was a little stiff, too.
Yeah, Lions didn't look good again yesterday. I mean, they didn't play poorly, but they didn't. Well, no, they did play poorly. They didn't play well yesterday. And, you look at the final score, and it makes you wonder because it was certainly, again, another winnable game. But the two things that kind of jumped out at me, the offensive line is not playing well. They're just not playing well. And the defense is playing exceptional, except for every eighth or ninth play where they give up a big one.
Or when they try and make a tackle. There's so many missed tackles yesterday. It didn't even matter who the running back was. I thought, okay, Turner's, you know, kind of a punishing runner, so he will break a tackle or two. But, even the small kid, Jaquizz Rodgers, was breaking tackles to get first down. So they got some work to do. I mean, Schwartz has to get into these guys about maybe break them down into, you know, the proper technique of a tackle. There's no excuse for that. One guy breaking a tackle, depending on the angle he gets, but when they're making, you know, breaking multiple tackles, that was concerning to me.
Well, it was very frustrating, and Anthony will tell you that I was throwing out expletives left and right because it was so frustrating to watch them lose another winnable game, and this was definitely a winnable game. They only lost by a touchdown. I mean, it's not like they were buried. It just, they never kicked it into gear. And again, the defense, when they didn't need to be porous, were. It was really, really hard to watch that.
But that tells you how much or how important a quarterback is. I mean, last night's Sunday night game is an example as well.
Gee, what was that score again?
62-7, Saints beat the Colts. And that doesn't happen. It didn't happen last year when Peyton Manning was healthy. And there's multiple reasons. Some people say, well, that, you know, even Peyton Manning was there. 62 points is a lot to put on a defense. You know, that defense is built to play with a lead because Peyton would get the ball first, obviously if they made a stop first, he'd get the ball eventually and score touchdowns. And then the defense could gamble and really, you know, take it to the other offense because they knew that, you know, Peyton would then bring the team back if they gave it up, or they could make a big play and score themselves. And the offense has ball possession, time possession, ball control when he was the quarterback. And now, I mean, it's just night and day. So, I mean, the two losses so far for the Lions is because Stafford isn't playing as well as he did during the first five.
Well, and I think that kind of goes back to the offensive line isn't protecting him. I mean, he was sacked five times, not yesterday, but last weekend against San Francisco. And he didn't get good protection yesterday, although I'll tell you, I think he rushed the ball a few times that he didn't need to.
That tells you that he's worried. I mean, worried about getting hammered.
Justifiably. And then, you know, Nate Burleson drops a pass yesterday that would have made a huge difference in that last drive. The ball was right in his hands. I don't know. I mean, one of the announcers said, well, I'd blame it on the sun being in his eyes, but they were indoors. You know, there's no reason you don't catch that. You know, and interestingly, in the parallel to last week where, you know, Kyle VandenBosch strips the ball and recovers a fumble last week, you know, this week we get an interception in the first series. And you think, oh, good things are going to happen. And certainly they can't turn it into 7 points. And they just don't seem to have their rhythm right now. And, you know, well, listen, we're still 5-2. That's still a good record. You know, we're still a long way from, you know, this becoming a problem. But they do look eerily familiar to a, I don't know, 6-10 team I saw last year.
And they have St. Tebow next week, so you got to worry about the Denver Broncos and traveling to Denver. But it's, you know what else about the defense is they had a lot of, they have a reputation is what it seems like with the umpires now or the referees. Because they didn't have a helmet-to-helmet hit, and yet they had a 15-yard penalty because of a helmet-to-helmet hit. They didn't have an unnecessary roughness early in the first quarter, and yet that still got called. You know, I mean, these penalties are coming up because they have a reputation of being that too aggressive defense. And they do, though. I mean, Sue does do stupid stuff after the ball, or after the whistle's been blown, just trying to intimidate. But they got this reputation where they're getting these stupid penalties, and sometimes it's not deserved.
I'd easily agree with that. Nah, not a problem. Very briefly, we should mention the World Series is tied up between the Cardinals and the Rangers. After what was a 16-7 shellacking by the Cardinals on Saturday night, they lose last night 4-0. And I said to Anthony on the way in, you know, you may find that, you know, if the Rangers end up winning this thing, that the score differential will be in the favor of St. Louis, yet as it was for the, you know, the Tigers, you know, the Yankees outscored the Tigers in the series, but still lost the series. That may indeed happen here as well. So we'll wait and see what happens. All right, a quick break here. We come back. We've got our poll question of the day. Lots of other stuff to get to, including some audio. So you're going to want to stay where you're at. I'd love for you to join us, 888-552-3595. Amongst the things that I want to get into today is the Detroit Charter that's on the November 8th election. I don't understand it all that well. I'm not a Detroiter. I haven't been following it that closely, but I know it's getting heated up. So if you live in the city of Detroit, where do you stand on the proposed new charter? And will you vote yes or no? I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Let's settle traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. And we're still looking at that big problem out there on the Jefferies eastbound between Inkster and Beach Daily. The freeway is closed. Traffic is backed up to before Merriman. So expect some pretty heavy delays. You'll want to find a different route altogether. Other accidents out there, 275 southbound at 8 Mile, left lane blocked there. 75 northbound at 7 Mile, we have another accident there on the shoulder. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, the showers will end this morning. A high near 62. The sun will likely come out a little bit later on today. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 44. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of a shower in there as well. A high near 64. Breezy winds out of the south as well. Right now, it's still raining and 50 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stop by McDonald's today and start collecting McCafe rewards points. Points are available on all medium and large hot McCafe and premium roast coffee cups. Collect 5 points and your 6th beverage is free. Start collecting points today. McCafe rewards, only available at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
In response to the Supreme Court's freakish decision in 2010 to bestow political personhood on corporations, I got an email from a guy named Larry screaming that big money has plucked our eagle. Yes, it has. And the powers that be tell us that we shouldn't even try to undo this theft of our people's democratic authority, but instead should just try regulating corporate money, like maybe requiring them to disclose how much they're spending on campaigns. Now there's a bold stand for democracy. Give us campaign finance reporting regulations or give us death. Come on, we're bigger than that. Here are just a few actions for real change that you can take, teaming up with others right where you live. Amend. 2 major coalitions are organizing to overturn the court's corporate money edict by amending the Constitution. One is freespeechforpeople.org, and the other is movetoamend.org. And both have action kits for raising the issue locally, petitions to be circulated, video and other good graphics to educate people, and a wealth of other organizing ideas. Localize. Pass your own local and state laws to stop the wholesale corporate purchase of our government. These include outlawing any corporate claim of personhood in your area, providing the alternative of public financing for your local and state elections, and banning campaign donations by corporations that try to get government contracts and subsidies. For information and help, check out publiccampaign.org and reclaimdemocracy.org. Confront. Yes, get in the face of power. Ask all candidates where they stand on corporate personhood and demand that top executives of big corporations located in your area publicly agree not to spend corporate cash on your elections. This is Jim Hightower saying, remember, the Constitution plainly says we the people, not we the corporations.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And we're back. Monday. Monday morning. Yes, I'm dragging a little bit today, but we're going to get through this. I just got myself a nice, tall, cold cup of water to throw in my face. No, to drink. You know, I'm ready to go. I'm going to do this. Our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day. Does the community you live in have a millage renewal or increase on the ballot this November 8th? Mine does in Dearborn Heights, 3.5 mil ask. Just curious because I know that there are a lot of communities that are trying to raise tax revenue because property values are down. State revenue sharing has been crushed, and there's no help in sight. And we can't continue to go on this way, and we can't certainly close down every community, and we can't have emergency, God forbid, an emergency manager in every community. Although I somehow think that would make the governor happy. But, you know, do you have a millage on your ballot come November 8th? That's all it is. So just go on over to Facebook if you're already not a member of the First Shift group. Just search for First Shift. While you're there, like us and answer the poll. It's that simple. All right. You know, this is a crazy story. Rush Limbaugh is crazy to begin with. There's no question that's true. And yet we know that, you know, Libya has a chance at democracy. And it's a beautiful thing. And we know that there's an opportunity for democracy in Syria as well. And the Obama administration has done an exceptional job of helping, truly helping democracy grow, very much unlike the Bush administration, where it was costing trillions of dollars and thousands of American lives. The Obama way seems to be working a whole lot better. But only Rush Limbaugh can find a way to offend as only he can. Let's listen to a story on something that Rush Limbaugh supported and why he was so wrong to support it.
A survivor of a brutal abduction by a violent African army is speaking out because of conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh. On his program, Limbaugh criticized President Obama for sending 100 troops to help bring down Joseph Kony and his Lord's Resistance Army. Well, Limbaugh defended the LRA, saying they are, quote, Christians, and accused Obama of sending troops to wipe out Christians in Uganda. Evelyn Opoko says she knows what the LRA is capable of, and tonight she explained why she could not simply ignore Limbaugh's comments. Opoko lost part of her face in an explosion that struck while the Lord's Resistance Army enslaved her.
Actually, it made me, upset a lot. I get very angry, and I was don't want to talk about it, but I embraced myself. I say I cannot keep quiet on what he had said because it's not right. So I decided to do something about it, take action out of this, so to let the world know that sometimes what we hear without getting the background of it, sometimes it's not true.
Yeah, get a load of that. Sometimes what we hear without getting the background of it's not true. Of course, that was Uganda, which is known to treat its people with great horror and torture. And yet, Rush Limbaugh is going to support them. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, let's go to the phones. 888-552-3595. We welcome Tom in Detroit to the show. Tom, good morning, sir.
And as Bob Talbot would say, out of my Monday morning mind.
Absolutely. I miss him, Tom. I really do miss him.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to comment in regards to President Obama bringing the troops home by the end of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? Well, what I'm saying is this. Okay, he made the promise that he was going to end this war in Iraq, and he's held true on this promise. Now, you know, McCain jumps in, and, you know, I don't know where this guy's head is, but he wants to criticize him for bringing the troops home. And, I mean, you know, the crazy thing is like, we're taking the soldiers, the military men and women, out of harm's way and bringing them home to their loved ones, okay? And, you know, I don't think anybody could, I would hope not, find fault with that. I mean, other than McCain and maybe some of those other folks who, you know, don't want to necessarily open up their mouth because their brain's not going to be in order and they're going to say something stupid like they always do. But, you know, I just don't understand why they do. I mean, I do understand, okay, in terms of, you know, the president. The president looks like me, okay, and, you know, they don't want him down there. And but I just find it, you know, ridiculous that, you know, the McCain wants to sit there and, you know, criticize this, you know, to me it's a very important matter in terms of, you know, getting the military out of harm's way and bringing them home to their loved ones. You know, that may, it's just as simple as that.
Well, you know, Tom, at some point you have to ask, you know, what's the purpose of still being there? Is it strictly at this point for as a security force? Is, mm-hmm. You know, we're not nation building anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no legitimate reason to be there. They are at some level, they're not going to fully take responsibility for their own security until we're gone. Now, we're always going to have somewhat of a presence there, but it needs to be a very minor presence.
Yes.
And the president is only doing what not only he promised to do, but planned to do. This is a planned withdrawal, Tom. This is not something that he just, you know, flippantly decided to do last weekend. This is a planned withdrawal. And so nobody should be surprised this is happening. It is the right time for it to happen. And yeah. So congratulations to President Obama for keeping not only a campaign promise, but a promise to the family and friends of those who are serving. It's time to bring these folks home, Tom. It's that simple.
Exactly. And, you know, the reason I bring this up is to, I'm pretty sure there are some Republicans that listen to your station. But, you know, to remind those folks that, listen, George W. Bush stood there before the American people and lied about WMDs. And this was not a war. This was I remember hearing the term, an ill-advised invasion, okay, of another country. And so, therefore, you know, folk, when it comes round time for, you know, election again, okay, which is going to be next year, I mean, please remember, the Republicans, George Bush, got us into this ill-advised invasion, and President Obama held true on his promise to bring those men and women home. And right now, December 31st, I guess it's 31 days in December, or 30, I know that's 30.
31.
December, okay, they are coming home. They're coming home to their loved ones. They're coming home to their children, their wives, their husbands, their mothers, their fathers, and, you know, the whole nine yards. They're coming home.
Absolutely. Tom, let me ask you real quick before you go about the charter. You know, I don't know a lot about it. I mean, I know what it does. It's kind of like the city's constitution, and it's going
right.
to, it redraws and defines responsibilities and, mm-hmm. and sets aside some rules. Where do you stand on it, Tom?
Well, I'm voting yes on the charter. I mean, if there was nothing else that they put in that charter, what they did was, in terms of removing an elected official, they put more teeth into it, and they clearly defined what can be done to an elected official, you know, if they are plead guilty to a felony or whatever. But it's a, you know, the revised charter, it's long. I mean, you know, you have to take a while to sit down and read this thing. But I'm voting yes on it, and I would advise everybody out there in this listening audience who live in the city of Detroit to also go out and cast a yes vote for the charter. Because the bottom line is this, Tony, we're not going to have a perfect document. As the saying goes, you can satisfy some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, but you're never going to satisfy all the people all the time.
Right, and Stephen Henderson in yesterday's Detroit Free Press basically wrote an opinion piece that said the same thing, you know, that he could nitpick it, and there are things that he doesn't like, and he said it's not hard to do that. But as a whole, as a document, it improves the city. It moves the city in the right direction. You're right. Tom, I appreciate your thoughts on that because I need to do a little more homework on that. But thank you. Thanks for the call, as always.
888-55-
You bet. 888-552-3595. The charter's an interesting thing because one of the things it does is create districts, city council districts.
And so instead of everybody being an at-large member, they will have a specific territory that they now cover, which is supposed to give a better representation citywide on the council. So if you live in a certain, I mean, as it stands now, literally, if everybody lived in the northwest part of Detroit, every candidate and winner could come out of northwest Detroit. Now, I'm just exaggerating, but it could happen. Where the new charter creates districts, not unlike congressional district or, you know, state rep or state senate districts. You know, there will be actual districts within the city of Detroit. And, you know, you will represent a certain part of that district. It's not a bad concept. Again, some people are for it. Some people are against it. I'm just curious where Detroiters, come down. You know, Tom said he's voting yes. Steven Henderson said he would be voting yes. I'm just curious how you folks feel about it. Anyway, we have more to get to. We were, as we were talking to Tom about pulling out of Iraq, Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton has a message for Iran. Oh, yeah, has a message for Iran. And, frankly, they better be listening. Oh, yeah. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Stay with us. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
We'll welcome Theo in Detroit.
Well, thank you, Tony. I want to tell you I appreciate the fact that you bring information that we might not otherwise hear anyplace else.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me is therapist Leo Battenhausen, author of the brand new book, Defeating Depression, The Calm and Sense Way.
Well, first, we have to realize a big part of our personality and our very being can be taken right from us at any given time, especially with a long-term career we've been in, or even a short-term career where we're providing food and housing for ourselves or our family. So a big piece of us goes into a shock phase when we are either laid off or become unemployed. But we have to remember that true happiness is not something that can ever be taken away from us if we have it within. So, we have to be careful with putting our happiness into our jobs or into our things, because anything can be taken away from us. But we have to understand, too, that it's an opportunity to rebuild ourselves. And most studies show that happiness can come from people who reinvent themselves and find themselves in a different career if their ability to stay in their long-term career is taken from them.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today. My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. Okay, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has a message. Let's hear that message.
President Obama promised the American people that the troops would be out by the end of this year. But we're always open to discussing with partner countries what their needs are. And as you know, we have a lot of presence in that region. So, no, we're not going to have bases in Iraq, but we have bases elsewhere. We have security relations from Jordan to Colombia. So we're going to be present in Iraq, supporting the Iraqis, and continually discussing with them what their needs are. And no one should miscalculate our commitment to Iraq, most particularly Iran.
Well, and fair enough. So that's the clarion call. Hillary Clinton has done just an amazing job as Secretary of State. She has quietly... I think in the history may remember this as being true. She has quietly probably been, I don't know, one of the most effective and profound secretaries of state we've ever had. I truly believe that. She's done an amazing job.
Don't you love that the conversation is now turning to foreign policy? It seems like the one area that they can't attack the Democrats on, and yet they're trying to.
Well, even Mitt Romney had to admit this weekend that President Obama needs to be patted on the back for Libya. So,
which is a far cry from what most Republicans are doing.
Yeah, I mean, the media outright asked him, do you believe that President Obama deserves some credit for what happened in Libya? And he said, yeah, absolutely he deserves credit. He didn't hesitate. I'll give him credit for that.
John McCain on CNN went along the same lines, and they made a note of it on CNN saying, wow, that's one of the rare Republicans that are actually giving the Obama administration some credit with their foreign policy.
Well, we didn't have a chance to get to it on Friday, but Marco Rubio, a senator from Florida, criticized the president for not being quick enough. And, you know, what blows my mind about that is the Republicans didn't want us to do anything to begin with.
Right.
But now we're not quick enough.
Well, how about 7 years of Bush chasing bin Laden, and yet it gets done while Obama's in office?
Well, you know, again, I can just tell you that...
But that's not quick enough, though.
Yeah, it's never quick enough. 888-552-3595. Let's go back to the phones. Welcome Theo in Detroit. Theo, a pleasure to have you on the show with us this morning.
Thank you so much, and happy Monday to you and your listeners.
Well, blessings to you.
Thanks. I was calling because you had mentioned you didn't have enough information on the Detroit city charter.
Yeah, I don't personally have enough. I mean, I'm not a Detroiter. Obviously, I've been following the story, Theo, because it's big, big news.
Yes,
and there were a couple people on the charter commission that I you know, supported and tried to help get elected. But I'm not nearly as learned on the charter as I need to be.
Okay. Well, if you have a computer right there in front of you,
I do.
You can turn to a log on to Hood, HOOD, Research, Researchorg. Hood Research has a lot of information on the charter, and you might glean something good from that. I'm voting no on the Detroit City Charter.
Can I ask you why, Theo, or is that too personal for you?
And there are many reasons, but let's start with three. One, the language is not clear. If the commission wanted the people to read for themselves, be more informed, and make their own decisions, they would have put the current language in the current charter on the left, the revised language of the charter on the right, and then, of course, they would include their commentary as they would do. They did not do that. They only put the revised language and commentary. That's disingenuous. Number two, one of the commissioners proposed an amendment that has been tried and tested. There was a precedent in Oakland, California, for young people. In this city, we have a 45% unemployment rate of our young people.
Right.
That set aside that was proposed by an elected charter member, okay, was that set aside to be made for education, training, and employment of our young people to reduce the crime that we have here. As I said, there is data from Oakland, California, showing that it has worked very successfully. They ignored that. And lastly, they had a couple of committees that came in with different recommendations. One was a disabled group of elderly people who begged to have a department for the disabled. They were treated very disrespectful and very nasty. Mm. They told them they were too late. Now, amendments can be put on besides the revision. They didn't get the respect of that. So I have issues with them. The language is not clear, and the website can show you some further reasons.
And, Theo, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the call. I'm going to spend some time, not obviously during the show today because I just don't have time, but I certainly will after the show today, and or perhaps we'll have somebody on, somebody pro, somebody against. We'll see. Let's go to the phone. Charity in Detroit now joins us. Charity, good morning to you. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I visited the charter meeting, and they were not clear, and they were questioning their own language themselves just yesterday. So they convinced me that the charter is not ready for revisions right now, so I'm not going to vote it up.
All right. Now, do you agree that the city needs a new charter, that it's time to redefine some of this, or should we just leave?
I feel that they should have just made amendments and put teeth in the original charter to help the citizens and to make it better that way. Just add amendments that need it and put teeth in it to hold the one up that we already have.
Very good. Charity, I appreciate your comments, and let's get one more in before we have to take a break from the top of the hour. Tom Barrow joins us. Tom, a pleasure to have you on my show.
Listen, it's great to be with you here. I'm listening, and I'm intrigued because it's interesting that the public with the newspapers and everybody trying to jam it down Detroiters' throats, so they're thinking for themselves. And the reality is that this whole charter revision thing was a horrible attempt. I don't think they thought this through. When you go through the document, as I've done in our group, Citizens for Detroit's Future, you find so many things that they seem to be removing power from the city council. They're giving an unprecedented power to the mayor. They're creating whole departments and new levels of government. They tried to do too much. Is the problem here?
You know, Tom, yeah. let me ask you a question because we sure. don't have a lot of time. Any chance that maybe we can get you on the show this week to talk about this?
Yeah. Let me get to your producer.
We'll put you on hold.
If I can get it in the schedule.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll get you on. We'll put you on hold, and Jeff will get your number, and we'll get you on the show to talk about it. Tom, I appreciate you calling the show. All right, we need to take a quick break here for the top of the hour. Lindsay Blackwell on the other side. This Detroit charter is an important conversation, to have. So goes Detroit, so goes Michigan. You need to believe that. You need to embrace it. Russ coming up with traffic and weather, CNN with headline news. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, and things are looking a lot better out there on the Jeffries now. The freeway opened about 5 minutes ago. There's still some light delays in the area, but still, it's an awful lot better than what it was a few minutes ago. I'm Ross with traffic.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service, looking at some rain getting out of the way here over the next hour or so. The sun will come out a little bit later on, become partly cloudy, high near 62. Tonight, still partly cloudy, a low in the mid-40s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some breezy winds out of the south, a high in the mid-60s. Right now, it's still misting just a little bit at Detroit City Airport and 50 degrees.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, rescuers in eastern Turkey are racing to save as many lives as they can. More than 260 people were killed in Sunday's earthquake, and CNN's Diana Magne reports there are still many people trapped in the rubble.
You do see a fair amount of heavy machinery here, a large number of search and rescue teams, police, the sort of gendarmes who police the rural areas. They're all out here in force helping with this massive effort, and of course the Red Crescent bringing in 6,000 tents for the villages in the nearby area and in this town tonight so that they can have shelter.
European leaders are on the verge of announcing a deal to solve their debt crisis. CNN's Carter Evans says we should know something this week.
On Wednesday, European finance leaders say we will know what their solution is to the debt crisis over there. They say it is a very intricate and complicated plan, and they'll be ready to talk about it on Wednesday.
53 bodies were found in a Libyan hotel, and a human rights group says some had their hands bound behind their backs. They were believed to be supporters of Muammar Gaddafi. Officials with Libya's new government have not commented yet. There's a new clue in the case of a missing 11-month-old girl in Kansas City. A gas station video has surfaced from the night Lisa Irwin vanished. Authorities are not talking about it, though, because of the ongoing investigation. Comedian Will Ferrell picked up the prestigious Mark Twain Prize for American Humor at the Kennedy Center Sunday. Jack Black, who was one of the many performers at the event, says Ferrell deserves it.
He's an incredible writer. A lot of people don't know and don't give him credit for that part of his brain. And it's what really sets him apart from the other comedians.
Ferrell says this is the only legitimate award that recognizes comedy. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
Cold and flu season's coming, so stock up on everything you need before it gets here. Walmart has low prices every day on everything to fight back. Like a pack of 225 Clorox disinfecting wipes for surfaces, just $9.97. Advil for fever and headaches, and Robitussin Peak Cold for cough and chest congestion. Wow, I better stock up on this stuff. A radio announcer with a cold? Not good. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Uses direct and keep out of reach of children. Prices subject to change.
The kitchen counter is about to get more crowded with a brand new line of cookware on the way. Bon Appetit is teaming with the Home Shopping Network on a line of branded culinary products. The New York Times says they will include stainless steel cookware, small appliances, and cutlery, and will be available for sale through the HSN TV channel, as well as HSN.com. The products, which will carry the magazine's name, will cost up to $250 for a full set of cookware, around $30 for individual pieces. Barney, Bob the Builder, and Thomas and Friends all have a new boss, Mattel, paying $680 million cash for Hit Entertainment, the privately held producer of preschool brands. Mattel says that Hit's annual revenue is about $180 million. Mattel already produces brands including American Girl, Barbie, Fisher-Price, and Hot Wheels. It expects the deal should close in the first quarter of next year. Stock futures have turned negative from positive. S&P futures, they're down about 2 points now. Dow futures are giving back about 6 points. I'm Steve Podisk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice.
Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
Newman!
Yes, Mr. Fernwell?
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet!
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Every minute matters.
It's about taking action that makes a real difference in real people's lives.
Time to engage.
How does it feel to wake up this morning and be the most hated man in Michigan?
Target locked.
I have a bold vision for Michigan's future.
And people are saying, well, they're getting this huge break. Well, I don't believe that's really true. Shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice.
Ready the Snyder Fighter.
It is time for a new era. It is time for
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, one and all. It is time for Tony Trupiano. Pleasure to be with you on this early Monday morning. And happy to be with you on First Shift. Thanks for punching in with us. So we got a great guest coming up in just a second. Want to remind you, at 7:50 this morning, in just a little while, we'll be checking in with the Occupy Detroit group. And I've got the latest list of the packages, things they need. You guys have been awfully good to the Occupy movement, and I appreciate that. As a family, we're doing quite well. And so they've sent me the latest list, and we'll get to that in a little bit. Now, let me remind you, of course, if you want to join us at any time throughout the show, just make it topical on what we're with, 888-552-3595. My next guest is really just an amazing story, and she's an amazing person from what I can tell. We're going to find out how amazing she is in just a second, but her story is fantastic, and it's actually gone viral, which makes a lot of sense in being in what she does. She is a social media maverick. She understands social media. In fact, if I could afford to hire, I'd hire her for the show. She understands social media in a way that most of us do not. And, you know, most of us do not because it's still a fairly new medium. And there's this other thing, in for those that pay attention to web marketing, Web 2.0, and I know most of you don't get that. You don't need to because the people that do are great at it. Now, what if you had all this knowledge and the perfect job, the job you know you were born to have, presented itself? What would you do to get that job? Well, you know what? The truth is most of you would not do much more than sending your resume and hope and pray. My next guest, that just wasn't enough. Joining us now is Lindsay Blackwell. She knows that she wants this job at the University of Michigan as their first social media director. So she decided to do some unconventional stuff in a very actually conventional way, being that she is who she is, which is the social media maverick history will remember her as. And she joins us this morning to kind of walk us through where she's at this point in her journey. Lindsay, it's a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you so much, Tony. It's a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. Here's the deal. You know, I've been in that situation where you're in now, where I see a job and I go, I was born to do this. You know, and so I did what everybody else would do. I put a nice resume together, and I wrote a kick butt cover letter, and then I send it in, and I wait. But you know what? I never get that call back.
Yeah, you know, and I've been through that. I went through so many interviews when I graduated and so many applications and went through the exact same process of playing the waiting game, and it's just not for me.
So tell the audience what happens. You see a posting for this job as U of M's first social media director. What happens in your heart when you see that posting? What happens?
Well, when I saw the posting, I really didn't believe it all the way. I didn't think that it was possible that somebody would want to pay me to do the things that right now are kind of what I do as a hobby to escape my work. You know, it's what I do when I come home from work. And the thought that I could focus on social media as a career instead of just a part of my job like I'm doing now in the position I have.
And Lindsay, let's let people know, you really do have a great job right now. You're working for the Ann Arbor Symphony.
Yes, I'm the marketing manager for the Ann Arbor Symphony. We just had a concert on Saturday, which went spectacularly, and I love working there. It's a great environment, and I love what I get to do, but social media is only a small part of that, and ultimately, I love the opportunity to focus on social media marketing full-time.
And so you decide to do something more than just a resume and a cover letter. What gave you the idea to put together this website and start your own social media marketing campaign?
Well, it was a number of things. I'd heard various stories about other folks who'd done sort of these extreme job hunting efforts. And I knew that I had the ability and the knowledge of social media as a marketing tool to make something viral. And the website kind of was just something I came up with. I wanted to make a cover letter that was more than a cover letter. I wanted it to be something interactive, something that would not only impress Lisa, but would invite others in my social circle, and ultimately I hoped around the world to kind of invest in me and invest in this opportunity that I'm seeking. So I launched the website 2 weeks ago now, very, very early that Monday morning after working almost straight through the weekend on it. And I got a call from Lisa Rogers, the Vice President of Global Communications. She emailed me by 3 p.m. that day asking me to come in for an interview.
All right. Now, the website, for those that that want to go look at it, and I'll give that out in a second, we'll also post it to the Facebook page. Is www.dearlisarudgers, that's RUDGERS.com. Mm-hmm. And if you go there, you're going to see this great interactive website. I mean, it really is. It's everything that you would expect it to be and more. I was blown away. And in fact, you know, Lindsay, I don't have a lot of time. And I don't. I mean, I'm constantly researching the show, and I believe that the video, if you will, that it was a little over 7 minutes long, if I recall that correctly. And I thought, I can't sit through that, but I did. And I watched it again, and I thought, oh my God, this is the most clever thing. It was well done, and it showcases, of course, the work that you're currently doing, and it showcases your personal stuff. So you did get that interview, and how did the interview go?
It went well. I'm very happy with the presentation I gave, but I know it's going to be a long process. I've got a long way to go. They have about 200 candidates that they're looking at. So I know that this is just the first step in a long process. So I'm just trying to keep the campaign moving and keep the momentum up like I have for the last 2 weeks, and just try to extend it as long as possible while I move forward in this process.
Any idea how this went viral? Because it's just one of those things where you go, okay, I mean, I get why you did it,
right.
and I'm just happy that she found it, and I'm glad that she got the interview. But any idea how this went viral?
Well, yes. There's a number of strategies involved in that. I've got a very dear friend who actually was the first one to tell me about the position, who's kind of signed on as my campaign manager. And her and I, in the evenings after I'd get home from work, you know, she'd spend 9 to 5 taking notes for me and writing down, you know, mentions of where the site had come up on the internet, who was blogging about it, who was tweeting about it. And then in the evenings, we'd come home and we'd make a list of goals, coverage goals, site visit goals, how many people we wanted to have seeing the site by a certain date. Where we wanted the site to be viewed, who specifically we wanted to view it, and which news sources we wanted to cover it. And then we would sit down and we would do some targeted marketing on Twitter. We would leave mentions of the site on various blog postings. related to social media marketing and, you know, extreme job hunting efforts and all of these kind of topics that were relevant. We'd email the authors of those blog posts a link to the site and an explanation of what I'd done. So there was a lot of effort and work that went into spreading this and is still going into spreading it. We're still, you know, regrouping every night after work and doing these kind of targeted marketing efforts. And we're really just trying to keep this spreading and keep this, keep people's interest up. And so there's been a number of phases to this website. It hasn't just remained stagnant since I launched it. I have added, you know, an update section to keep people checking the site. We launched a video update last week after my interview. So we're really constantly looking for ways to invite people to participate in this campaign and to make my supporters know that this is spreading because of them and that they're a necessary part of this campaign. And that's why it keeps spreading and continues to grow.
Well, you know, and of course, as a strategy, you can now prove that you know how to viral market because, yes. You know, you can say, hey, you know, listen, there's no, Lindsay, it's a great story, but there's no reason in it, besides it being a great story, that it should be as successful as it is, except that you are that good. I mean, you're truly that good, which is why it's doing so well. How many people have seen your website at this point?
As of this morning, I'm over 13,000. It's at 13,078 visits, and 11,000 of those are unique visitors.
That is just amazing. That is just amazing. Have you had any other people approach you about hiring you because of this?
yes. Yes, I have. If you look at my Twitter, you can see that a lot of people have made these offers public. So it's no big secret at this point that, yes, I have been approached by other jobs. But this really, you know, the reason I did this was for a specific opportunity. And I really just wanted to prove to Lisa Rudgers and to the university that I'm capable of creating the kind of campaigns and momentum that this person would be responsible for creating.
That's amazing. Beyond, and I'm going to make you blush, beyond being absolutely beautiful, which she is. You are. You're an absolutely beautiful young lady. She's incredibly intelligent. She understands the medium. She's actually defining it as we do this. No one's ever done this before. You know, to be a pioneer in a way is just amazing. Lindsay Blackwell, I wish you the best of luck. Let us know what happens, would you please?
Thank you so much. I will.
All right.
Thanks for having me on, Tony.
My pleasure. Just amazing. We're going to follow the story because it warms my heart, and she is just amazing. And I can't come close to hiring her because I can't afford somebody that's talented. I was lucky to get Radford. He just doesn't know how good he is. I'm not telling him. We'll take a quick break here on First Shift. Great story. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Richard, good morning to you. How you doing today?
Great, Tony. Wow, wonderful show, man. Since you've been on, it's been a breath of fresh air, I got to tell you.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're looking at some delays out there in southbound 75 from around 14 Mile down through 9 Mile because of an accident there at 9 Mile blocking the shoulder. 94 Eastman and Connor, we're still working that accident out there on the shoulder as well. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. The day of the showers out of the way this morning. That's a good thing. The sun will come out a little bit later on today. A high in the lower 60s. Tonight partly cloudy, low in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, but highs are going to reach around 65 degrees or so. Breezy winds out of the south as well. Right now, it's cloudy at Detroit City Airport.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They've got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining us now is Curtis Ellis, Executive Director of the American Jobs Alliance. Tell us, what is the American Jobs Alliance all about?
Individuals across the country who care very much about having jobs in the U.S. and care very much about having a healthy domestic manufacturing base and domestic service base. That is, let's just talk turkey here, put it straight, not outsourcing. We can't be having everything made around the world and imported into this country. Americans have to produce what we use. We have to be producers as well as consumers, or else we'll never get out of the financial mess we're in. We're a post-industrial service economy. I don't have to tell you or your listeners what that's done to this country. You're at ground zero there in Detroit. We have grass growing in the streets of major cities. Cities have never seen a depopulation like this since the Black Plague swept Europe.
First Shift with Tony Trivia
on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW Detroit Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock on this First Shift, a Monday morning program. We've got our poll question of the day, just asking the simple question, does your municipality either have a millage renewal or a millage question on the ballot November 8th? Our song of the day is ready, Taking Care of Business. So go check that out as well. And again, Lindsay Blackwell, who was just on with us, we've got a link to her website up on the Facebook page. So we've made it all easy for you to go take care of right on Facebook. I got to tell you, with regard to Lindsay Blackwell, and I want to just, you know, very quickly, Radford, let me drag you into this conversation. You know, I know she said that there were 200 people that were being interviewed. Social media has not been around that long. Web 2.0 is a fairly new technology. So it's not like there's someone that has 10 years experience can come in and take this job from her. You know, it's fairly new technology. I mean, you know, Web 2.0 has been around a couple of years, but I'm just saying it's not like that there are people that, you know, are going to be, you know, have all this experience with the social media and Web 2.0 because they don't.
No, and she's pretty impressive with, you know, putting the website together, the ambitiousness, the you know, taking charge of the
situation.
Well,
even the stuff she did with the Ann Arbor Symphony, I don't know if you went and checked that out. I did. I mean, she's done some beautiful work over there.
Right. So, I mean, no matter what happens out of this, if they find someone better than her to do the job, then that person must be outstanding. And on top of it, Lindsay's got her name out there now, so she probably can choose, pick and choose jobs now if she wanted to leave the symphony.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, she's just such, and you know, again, she's beautiful, she's intelligent, she's creative, you know, she's everything you want in a young person. You and Anthony can fight out who gets her, you know, who gets to ask her out to dinner. I'm too old. I'm old enough to be her papa.
Maybe pumpkin pancakes. That's what we'll ask.
Take her out for pumpkin pancakes? okay, let's. Yeah, we're going to move on. 888-552-35. Listen, I'm not a pumpkin pancake guy.
I was glad that they had pumpkin muffins this morning.
Yeah, somebody was nice enough to drop off a bunch of muffins here at the radio station. I don't know who did it, but They look like they're from Costco. Costco sells those, and they're like as big as your fist. Are they good? Are they delish?
Yeah, they're especially the one I had. I mean,
you had pumpkin spice.
You saw. Okay, I don't know exactly. Anyway, that they had blueberry.
Yes.
And you thought, oh man, perfect, right up Jeff's alley. Until you realized that the hierarchy is pumpkin, not
right.
blueberry.
Now I fully understand the hierarchy of Jeff's gastronomical delights. And pumpkin trumps blueberry. Anyway, we're going to go to the phone if you care to join us. 888-552-3595. My brother Amir is on the other end of the line. Amir, God bless you, my friend. Hope you had a nice weekend. What's on your mind today?
Hey, just one about the good morning to you and Jeff and anyone else around. It's basically, I'm voting no on the charter because I don't trust none of the politicians that write anything in office today. I'm not voting yes on any bonds. I'm not giving these people no more of my tax dollars so they can keep selling me up the river. Just like on the bridge issue, we had two Detroit senators, state senators, sustained from voting, which would have either pushed the bill forward or stopped, or just basically they could show what they were for. And they've been getting money from Matty Maroon. So our elected officials are criminals. And until we change what the Supreme Court has done, these criminals are going to keep stealing our money. And this proposal to change our charter, they want to give away more of the city assets. And I'm not for that. So once you go through it and you look through it, you'll see it's not for the people of the city of Detroit.
Well, again, I mentioned Stephen Henderson's column in the Free Press yesterday where he said that he supports it. Not that it's perfect, and he gave some examples of it not being perfect. One of the things he said was he didn't like that they were creating city council districts. Another thing he said he didn't like was that there would be an elected police commissioner elected. He didn't like that. But he said, as a whole, it moves the city forward. And, sometimes you have to take your victories in small bites, and you're saying no way.
But we have to say, who does it move the city forward for?
Well, that's always an important question.
I'm a resident of the city of Detroit. If it's not moving it forward for me and other residents, who is it moving for? This is what we have to really ask. Just like the legislation for the job bill President Obama trying to pass, who is this legislation going to move for? The Republicans are standing against it because it's not going to just be solely for rich and big business. If it's not working for the people, I don't care what a newspaper article guy say, an elected politician, if it ain't working for me, it's not going to work. I don't want just to get a little crumb snippet here and there. And we don't need to change our charter to 2018, so why touch it now?
Well, I prefaced all this by saying I wasn't, and I'm still not that learned on the topic. I promise by tomorrow at this time I will be. I got the website now. And Amir, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but Tom Barrow had called the show. He's going to come on with us later this week. He obviously agrees with you. And he's going to come on the show and tell us why he believes that it's not the right thing at this time.
All I just say is it going to do something for the people of the city of Detroit, those that are residents and those that want to come in and be residents? That's all I'm saying, regardless of what. And we don't need to change it to 2018, so why touch it now? They want to touch it now because of all the crony capitalism going on in our country.
Oh, well,
just to steal.
Well, we'll find out, obviously. And thank you for your call, Amir. Obviously, November 8th is when this the question comes up. And we need to be, we need to be deliberate. That's why I like doing this show. We can educate between now and November 8th. We can educate people in the city of Detroit. We have a substantial audience that lives within the city limits, I'm happy to say. And we need to educate you, and I can do it in a fairly unbiased way. As they say, I don't have a dog in this fight, but I'm going to say it one more time. As goes Detroit, so goes the state of Michigan. There's no question that's true. Is that Sesley? Is that right, Jeff?
I think that's how it is.
Sesley, welcome to First Shift. Thank you for calling this morning. What's on your mind?
Yes, I like to vote in opposition, no, on the charter. And I want to vote no. I went to quite a few of the meetings, and I believe that it was hyped and pushed because of the problems we had with Mayor Kilpatrick. But it's a Pandora's box, and I say it's a Pandora's box because we could remove Mayor Kilpatrick if he didn't have strong backing and hundreds of thousands from people like Roger Penske, Dan Gilbert, or Pete Kamanos. None of that is being legislated in our charter to make sure that we don't have these people that lobby or sponsor people. That's what gave him his power.
Yeah, well, money is power, Susley. You got that right.
Oh, it was a lot of it, too, and we all know about it. But there's nothing said about that. And I think it was approximately $300,000 apiece from those very big businessmen. Now, also, there's nothing in this charter that deals with leasing control of our assets out. Which means, I mean, you know, we got this pattern with Cobo, with the ward. I mean, too many assets are being leased out for these inordinate amount of years.
Right.
30 years.
We got to get to the break. Susley, I appreciate your call. Obviously, it's not right for you, and I appreciate that. We just need to get to the break. 888-552-3595. If you'd like to join us, we'll be back on First Shift right after this.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. The roads are drying out, and that is always a good thing. Some delays on 75 southbound because at 9 mile, we have an accident there on the shoulder. Gawker's backing that up to around 14 mile. Also, not for westbound at 696, we have an accident there that's causing some delays back to around Gratiot. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, the showers have moved out of the way and just some clouds remain. Those clouds will lighten up a little bit later on. And we're going to see the sun come out, a high near 62. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 44. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high near 65. Breezy winds out of the south as well. Right now, it's cloudy and 50 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Walmart is taking their rollback price-cutting model to employee health care plans. New part-time employees in the United States that work less than 24 hours a week will no longer be provided health care. The world's largest retailer also plans to start charging workers who use tobacco products more for coverage. The company is also slashing how much it puts into the employee health care expense accounts by 50%. These changes will take effect starting in January. A prayer service reflecting on a moral economy has been published by Interfaith Worker Justice. Doug Cunningham has more on the story.
The Interfaith Worker Justice Occupy Prayer Service is designed to help people reflect on a moral economy within the context of their religious traditions. It's written for clergy and religious leaders. Interfaith Worker Justice says faith calls people to action to support justice and morality for workers. Joe Hopkins, an IWJ young adult missionary, was one of 175 people recently arrested in a nonviolent Occupy Chicago civil disobedience. Hopkins says people of faith can imagine a just world where families live together in their houses, the sick and elderly get care, and workers receive just payment. Interfaith Worker Justice Executive Director Kim Bobo says that the core issues driving the Occupy protests are the growing inequality in America and the lack of responsiveness on that and the jobs crisis from Congress. The Interfaith Worker Justice Occupy prayer services can be downloaded at their website, IWJ.org. From November 17th through the 20th, Interfaith Worker Justice, together with faith and labor communities nationwide, will hold actions aimed at an economic system oriented around just jobs.
The National Taxi Workers Alliance officially became a member of the AFL-CIO on October 20th. The taxi workers are the 57th organization to join the federation and the first chartered union in 5 years. The taxi workers also represent the changing face of organized labor in the United States. Due to standing in solidarity over the last decade, the taxi workers forced New York City to negotiate with the workers as a collective when dealing with taxi-related issues.
Workers' rights under attack. What do we do?
Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310WDTW.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 7 o'clock. The last caller talking about the Detroit City Charter, and folks, we've had quite a few calls on that this morning. I'd asked the question early in the show, will you or will you not be supporting it, by the score of 5-1, 4-1, no to yes. We've only had one person say they will be voting for the charter. The other four or five have said no. Would certainly love to give you an opportunity to express yourself. We're going to be talking about the charter revisions and whether or not, the experts, you being an expert if you live in the city, whether or not you will endorse and support the new charter. Your thoughts today would be appropriate. 888-552-3595. Cecily, who just called, was talking about money. And you're right, Cecily. Money is a predictor of a lot of things. That's why I'm always saying follow the money. And it's a great predictor of lots of issues. And so it came as no surprise to me when we look at money that the bridge did not pass up in Lansing, the NITC bridge did not pass in Lansing last week. And yesterday in the Detroit Free Press, Brian Dickerson wrote a column titled Senate Bridge Vote, Maddie Moneybags Won, Government Sunnyside's Zero. And Manny Maroon, who has spent $1.5 million paying off politicians to keep them away from this bridge that Maddie wants to build but thinks that the state of Michigan should not, he won this time. Will he win again? This is a story that's not done being told. And Brian Dickerson wrote, it's not about Democrats and Republicans. It's not about the contest between those who want to empower government and those who want to strangle it in the bathtub. And it's certainly not about people who share a common vision but have principled differences about how to move the state forward. It's about cold, hard cash on which reelection campaigns depend. And Michigan's youthful accountant-in-chief just got sucker punched by an old man who's tossing it around like a sailor on shore leave. I think that pretty much sums that up. Money wins. Follow the money. Money wins. Money always wins. The will of the people often don't matter. I'd like to think that's different with regard to what we're currently seeing and as we will continue to see with the Occupy Wall Street movement, Occupy Detroit, Occupy Lansing, Occupy anything. I got invited to a Facebook group called Occupy Fill in the Blank. That's literally what it's called. You don't have to have a reason, folks, to stand up. You know, the reason just needs to be that you find it unpalatable or you really want to see progress. Lots of reasons to get involved. Lots of reasons to get involved. So the bridge is now stalled. For how long? Could be a day, a week, a month, a year, 10 years? I don't know. I don't have that crystal ball. It's not going to be 10 years. I can almost guarantee you that. But the reality is that it's not going to get done in a conventional way because of Matty Maroon's money. His $1.5 million that went to candidates and incumbents, basically guaranteeing him the vote he needed and got, bought and paid for with good money. Well, that phase of this little trip is over. Senator Mike Knopfs of Battle Creek, a Republican, and Senator Jeff Hansen, a Republican from Hart, Michigan, were among the more notable beneficiaries of Maroon's largesse. And together they provided the decisive votes to kill a bill authorizing the new Senate Economic Development Committee. The Republican Senate Campaign Committee, which promotes the re-election of all GOP state senators, got $30,000. That's right. $30,000, further dampening Snyder's hopes of assembling a pro-bridge majority in his own party's caucus. So this isn't even about party politics. It's about money. In the first 7 months of this year, Maroon and his family funneled another $55,000 to legislated political active committees. $55,000. It will be another few days before the Secretary of State's office reveals what Maroon added to his PAC total in the last 90 days. And we won't learn how much he gave to individual lawmakers' campaigns this year until next January 31st, because his beneficiaries designed Michigan's toothless disclosure laws, and who among that bunch would want constituents to know how much they got from Maroon before they cast the votes on the new bridge? Follow the money. It's just insane. It's just wrong. I mean, it's just dead wrong. I pulled this story for you, Jeff. I pulled this specifically for you because I know, you know, and I don't mean this in a disparaging way at all, of course, because I'm a great lover of food. Do you happen to love and honor and cherish the hamburger as much as I do?
Oh, of course.
Well, and I know you're more healthy, so I don't know if you're more of a turkey burger guy or if you go for the regular hamburger.
Oh, no. Got it. Yeah. I've actually, me and a friend did a tour of, we've been doing a tour of Michigan trying to find the best burgers.
Well, I used to own a restaurant, and Anthony, fair to say that we had the best burger perhaps you've ever eaten?
By far the best burger.
Yeah. We used to use, Jeffrey, certified Angus beef, an 80-20 mix. Actually, it was 79-81 mix. I'm sorry, it's not 81.
That's a lot.
Not 79-81. 79-21 mix. It was that's meat to fat ratio, and it was certified Angus, which is just the best you can get, with the exception of Kobe beef, which nobody could afford to buy. And we used to grill it on a charbroiler, not on a grill, on a charbroiler. And we served a true half pound hamburger after cooking weight, not before cooking weight, after cooking weight. So when it came off the grill, it was at least 8 ounces, if not 9. And I don't know if you've ever had a hamburger off the grill and it's so hot you can't eat it, but that's how we served our burgers.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, it was. It was delicious. There are times where we will, as a family, go, damn, what we wouldn't give for just one more of those.
Now, did you season it at all or any kind of preparation ahead of time?
No. Good beef takes care of itself. This is good, flavorful beef. Now, I didn't stop anybody from, you know, seasoning their own, of course, but no, it was just, you know, we put it on the grill, and, you know, we did pride ourselves on making sure that they were properly cooked to order. We used the freshest toppings, and we used to have a very extensive burger menu, very extensive. I mean, I don't remember how many burgers we had, 20-something, maybe 30-something different kinds of burgers, and they were all quite popular. But they were delicious. Anyway,
that's the kind of thing that we were looking for, you know, me and my friend. We're not necessarily like the Red Robins or, you know, the chain restaurants, but like the I don't want to say hole in the wall, but the local joints, you know, where there's not a chain of them, but somebody actually put some care and thought into, you know, preparing the burgers.
As we did. I mean, we grilled our buns. You know, we had the freshest ingredients. You could get them stuffed. You could get them with guacamole. You could get them with eggs and bacon and ham. You could get them any way you wanted them. We had, I mean, a largesse of options. There's a new chain starting called Bagger Dave's Legendary Burger and Tavern.
There's already some of those around.
Yep,
right?
There are a few of those around. I have not been to them.
I've been to one in off of Grand River.
There's one in Novi, so that's the one you've been to. There's one in Brighton, one in East Lansing, one in Ann Arbor, and they're growing. They've put one in Grand Rapids, and they're looking at other Metro Detroit and Grand Rapids locations. So looking forward to them opening. But, I could obviously at this point go to the Novi one or the Ann Arbor one. Those aren't too far. And I was just in Lansing. I could have gone to the East Lansing one. I didn't because I didn't know about it. But it sounds good. And they use a mixture of, you know, ground beef, ground sirloin, ground chuck. You know, everybody's got their own little formula. I just happen to like the certified Angus beef. It's juicy. Just sitting here thinking about it, it's making my mouth water. But I'm just shocked at how popular the burger craze has been, and it seems to continue. You know, and Red Robin's not a bad burger, Jeff.
No,
and you weren't knocking it. I know you weren't knocking it, but as a chain, they've got a nice burger. And now I have not had one, but I see now Big Boy is now getting into the specialty burger market.
Yeah, I don't trust them at all.
I don't either. Wendy's just changed their hamburger. They've got a different burger now. I mean, it's still a square, but they're now serving a thicker patty than they were before.
Have you noticed, though, the fast food joints are starting to go away from burgers because these premium, delicatessen burgers are now becoming more popular?
Well, that's a shame if they do because they've got, they can corner the market. You know, I still think a Burger King serves a decent burger. Decent. Now, I mean, listen, I'm not going out of my way, but if I had to eat it, I don't have a problem with it. Anyway, Bagger Dave's Legendary Burger and Tavern is the new one on the market. All right, when we come back, I can't wait. When we come back, we're going to go Occupy Detroit. We've got a guest standing by. Lee Geddes is waiting for us. He'll tell us all about what's going on there. I also have a list of things that they need that I will get to in just a little bit. Tony Truppiano with you, 888-552-3595. This is 1310 WDTW.
Oh, yeah, and come on. It'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu, okay?
On 1310 WDTW.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
David Hecker, who is president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan.
About the American Jobs Act. The Republicans will stand up and vote no. But what I'd love them to stand up and say is I vote no because I think there should be 54 kids in a kindergarten class. I vote no because I don't care that the response time of police officers and firefighters have skyrocketed because of layoffs. Because that is the only reason someone would have to vote no is that it is don't care.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano. On 1310. WDTW.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. As promised, we are now headed downtown to the Occupy Detroit. I want to remind you their website is occupy-detroit.us, occupy-detroit.us. That dash is important. Once again, we'll post to the Facebook page, as we do just about every day, occupy-detroit.us. And joining us now from Occupy Detroit is Lee Gaddis. Lee, it's a pleasure to have you on First Shift and to at least virtually meet you. I've seen your name all over Facebook, and let me first thank you for all the hard work you're doing with Occupy Detroit, and we're glad to have you on today.
Thanks, Tony, for having us on and sharing the message of what the Occupy Detroit movement is about.
Well, it's our movement. It's for everybody. It's going to move us forward. A great article, by the way, in today's Detroit News for those who haven't seen it. Lee, I don't know if you saw it. You're, of course, quoted in that article, and I thought it was quite complimentary of the movement.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of sympathetic press, except for, of course, Fox News. But, you know, we have we realize that being 99% of the population, that the reporters are also a part of this movement. You know, I was talking to a police officer, and he was saying that his pension fund has also been damaged by the shenanigans on Wall Street and what's going on in our financial sector. So, you know, when you have 99% of the population on your side, it's you know, it's kind of hard to go wrong, right?
Yeah, but I got to tell you, it's awfully good that the media is treating this. Because, you know, come on, Lee, let's be honest about it. It could have gone the other way. I thought I was going to be the only friendly the media outlet you guys are going to have, and that's proving not to be true, thank God. But it could have easily gone the other way. In fact, this article I'm mentioning in the Detroit News, you know, basically starts off by saying, you know, these are not a bunch of unemployed hippies with nothing better to do. In fact, it's anything but that. And so that the article starts off that way is very encouragingly.
Yeah, well, people have to realize that this is an international movement. You know, we are, you know, number one, you know, these are regular American citizens, right? These are people who are college graduates that can't find jobs. You know, these are people who have been unemployed, right? You know, people who just want an honest day's work. You know, these aren't people who want a handout. They want fairness and opportunity and access to pursue the American dream, and are waking up to the fact that they've been cut off from that access. So when you talk about a movement that in 1 month has gone around the world, you know, you can't do that with pot smoking, bongo playing hippies. You have to do that with people who are dedicated, who are committed, and who understand the struggle that they're in.
Yeah, perfectly said. Go ahead.
A matter of fact, we had Eddie Daniels, who spent 15 years on Robben Island with Nelson Mandela, come and speak to us last night and said, our struggle is directly connected to the struggle, the anti-apartheid movement is directly connected to the civil rights struggle here in the United States. You know, so we're just the latest link in the chain of a long struggle for equality and fairness here in the United States.
Yeah, and as I blogged somewhere yesterday, you know, I honestly believe at some level, Lee, this may be the movement that finally gets most of us past racism. And I really believe this movement can do it. But we'll have that discussion some other time. A couple quick things before we run out of time, because it's going to happen. Number one, let's talk a little bit about your journey and why you're there. Why are you there, Lee? What is it about this movement that resonated with you, that struck something in you?
Well, Tony, Tony, I think a lot of us have been waiting a long time to be able to get out of some of these silos, to break out of some of the egotism and territorialism that's been going on in Southeast Michigan. You know, when I see people like Jennifer Teague and Yousef Sakhour put aside their long-standing differences and say, you know what, we're in this together. We need to work on this. When you see people coming, you know, the biggest caveat, I mean, the biggest win for me in this movement is the fact that, that Detroiters are getting together that have never worked together before. Institutions and organizations that have been not able to function because of racism and other issues that go on, classism, are able to push those differences aside and work on this larger issue that can bring everybody together and everybody to the table. To me, you know, we've already achieved a great many victories, you know.
Well, I would agree with you. I really would. A great little story that that needs to get told. There was a wedding yesterday. Lee, tell us a little bit about that wedding.
Yeah, well, a couple came down and they wanted to join in holy matrimony, to show their solidarity with the movement and to symbolize the coming together of all of these different groups, right? And on top of that, we also had a solidarity march into Hart Plaza, even though we're separate. Separated by a river, we're joined together by a cause with our brothers in Canada. So as you see people coming to really understand the forces that are rallying against them, these are symbols of us being united for this common cause on levels that I have, that in my lifetime I've never seen before. I've never seen this type of unity, this type of focus, this type of understanding of purpose, and people wanting to change the system that is rigged against them. I mean, and that wedding was just a symbol of the marriage of all of us to fight in the struggle. And I appreciate them for coming down and allowing us to share in that wonderful moment. And it was unique for us. And I think it's something that's gonna stand out. As far as weddings go, for them, I mean,
yeah, that, I think they won't soon forget this, Lee. No question about it. Hey, Lee, I want to. Lee Geddes again, my guest. He's with the Occupy Detroit movement, and he will be joining us from time to time. By the way, Lee, I've got a list of stuff that we've been doing a list every day on stuff that you guys need. Mm-hmm. We've been fairly successful in getting you some supplies. So let me go through this list real quick, and then if you want to add to it, feel free. All right.
Sure thing.
All right. They could use. Now, again, some of this stuff has been, you know, people scratch their heads why they need it. They need it because they're putting together an activism center. So they need shelving units, plastic preferably, storage tubs, still need storage tubs, blankets, waterproof tarps, tents, rope of any kind, hats, mittens, and propane gas tanks if you've got them. So that was the list I was given for today. I'll go over it again real quick. Shelving units, plastic preferably, storage tubs, plastic, blankets, tarps, waterproof, tents, ropes, hats, mittens, and propane tanks if you've got some extra hanging around. Obviously, you want to make sure you fill them with propane before you bring them down. I know it sounds like that's a silly thing to say, but I don't want people just bringing the tanks down empty. That won't do any good. Lee, is there anything else you can think of off the top of your head that I didn't mention?
No, Tony, that's our list, but also realize that we have a strategic plan to support 100 occupiers on location for 1 year, and that's why those supplies are needed.
Yeah, it's not a problem. You know, you got the right audience here. Listen, real quickly, somebody sent me an email, said that they tried to donate money there yesterday, and they wouldn't take it. Is there any truth to that?
You know, we have a fundraising committee. We're taking donations online. It's hard for us to take cash on site because of the danger of having.
All right, we got to get to the break. We'll talk about it more on the other side.
Thanks very much.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Still plenty of problems out there on the freeways right now. 75 northbound at 11 mile. We have an accident there blocking the shoulder. Traffic is backed up to around 9 mile or so. 75 southbound is slow from 14 mile down through the Davison. Also, 696 westbound from Cousins all the way through Evergreen. You're going to find some delays there. I'm Russell Travis.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. The showers have ended. The sun will come out eventually today. A high near 62. Tonight, partly cloudy. A low around 44. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Breezy, a high near 65. Right now, it is cloudy and 50 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after the top of the hour.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, Syria is apparently too dangerous for U.S. Ambassador Robert Ford. He was sent back to Washington because of what the State Department calls credible threats against his safety. Jordan's King Abdullah says no one has any idea how to deal with Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. The king spoke exclusively to CNN about his concern for how things will develop in Syria.
I've spoken to Bashar twice. I've sent the chief of the royal court to see him on several occasions, basically to say, look, this is the way we're doing things in Jordan. Not that we've got anything perfect, but, you know, national dialogue and outreach. And they're not really interested in what we have to say.
The death toll is over 260 after Sunday's earthquake in eastern Turkey, and it could go higher. CNN's Diana Magne says the 7.2 quake was the strongest to hit Turkey in over a decade.
You know, there is very considerable destruction, but what's quite peculiar is that some buildings have just gone completely and some are still up. And I was talking to somebody who said, you know, these buildings should never have been built this high in a earthquake zone.
We could find out Wednesday the details of a plan to solve Europe's debt crisis. Europe's top leaders met in Brussels and say they're close to finalizing the solution. President Obama will give us his economic game plan as he begins a three-day trip out west. CNN's Athena Jones says the president's first stop is Las Vegas, where he'll talk about an idea to help underwater homeowners.
Nevada is ground zero for the housing crisis, and the housing market hasn't recovered. And until it does, it's going to continue to weigh down the economy.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Rina could eventually reach the Gulf of Mexico. It's dumping heavy rain in northeastern Honduras and is expected to get stronger. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. Talk about the big tire event with Fiona, who works at a Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
I'm good, thank you.
What makes the big tire event big?
Everything.
Selection?
Big.
Rebates?
Big.
Savings?
Big.
It's big all around.
All around, it's big.
It's so large, in fact, that the announcer should take it from here.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
All right, well, there it is. It's a big tire event, and everything about it is
big. Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/11.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The latest profit reports are coming out, and Caterpillar's quarterly earnings were better than a year ago, also beating forecasts as sales surged 41% to a record just under $16 billion. Now, Caterpillar also says it added about 4,800 workers during the third quarter to keep up with its growing business. Meanwhile, Kleenex and Huggies maker Kimberly-Clark says its earnings were in line with forecasts, even as they retreated from last year's results. Now, they may not be happy, but the majority of Chrysler workers are expected to approve a new contract with the automaker. Union officials have been promoting the proposed deal, which would freeze wages for four more years and eliminate cost of living adjustments. The United Auto Workers is warning that a no vote would mean arbitration and perhaps an even worse result. Stock futures not really budging much following the earnings news. S&P futures down just about a point. NASDAQ higher by three. Dow futures are gaining 14 points. Oil prices higher by 44 cents, $87.84 a barrel. I'm Steve Potas at MarketWatch.com.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare.
Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice.
Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call the local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. Talk about the big tire event with Fiona, who works at a Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
I'm good, thank you.
What makes the big tire event big?
Everything.
Selection?
Big.
Rebates?
Big.
Savings?
Big.
It's big all around.
All around, it's big.
It's so large, in fact, that the announcer should take it from here.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
All right, well, there it is. It's a big tire event, and everything about it is
big. Competitors add required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/11.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Strong thunderstorms, damaging winds with the President of the United States, Barack Obama, is destroying the United States. Detroit, Michigan embraced progressive policies and corrupt government and unions.
Essentially, the far left wants every captured terrorist to have the same rights all Americans.
According to Tony Trupiano, what the governor failed to reveal was the number of lost jobs from that one policy shift alone cost the state of Michigan over 10,000 jobs in the first quarter of this year.
Doing the right thing requires a dedication and commitment to looking beyond the headlines. It requires a level of excellence and unparalleled effort. It requires you to punch in. It requires First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Unless you're just joining us, then welcome to First Shift. Thank you for punching in with us this morning. It is Monday, and we have had a spectacular day. We're going to have plenty of time for open lines a little later on in this hour. One of the topics that has been very successful throughout today's program is the new proposed changes to the Detroit Charter. So if you want to ring us up on that a little bit later on at 8:35, you'll have a chance to do that. I have a variety of stories that I need to get to yet, and so we've got plenty to do. So without further ado, give me my intro and we'll get going.
The Michigan Democratic Party Chairman, Mark Brewer.
Well, they're partying on Mackinac Island this weekend. The fate of our school kids, our police and firefighters, our unemployed is hanging in the balance. But do the Republicans care about that? No. They'd rather party on the island and get their job done in Lansing.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Mark Brewer.
And we welcome back the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party himself, Mark Brewer. Captain, my captain, how are you this morning?
Doing very well, Tony. Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. You know, we've got a potpourri of things that I want to get to today, Mark. But let's start with our attorney general. You know, I think of, as I was driving north this weekend, Mark, I spent some time in the mid-Michigan area this week. You know, the beauty and the splendor, the beautiful streams, the great lakes, the gorgeous property, the fresh air, all of the wonderful natural resources we have. And it got me to wondering about our attorney general, if he understood the commitment when he was elected to this job that it would take to preserve those natural resources. And the more I thought about this, the more I began to realize I don't think he does care about things like, oh, I don't know, mercury pollution and other things that could ruin our great state.
No, unfortunately, Tony, he doesn't. I mean, this is another attorney general, long line of Republican attorneys general who are really on the side of the corporations in this state. We saw that a few weeks ago with his inaction on drug immunity. And now we're seeing it when it comes to the terrible problem of mercury pollution in our air and in our water. And mercury is one of the most toxic pollutants out there. It can cause terrible disabilities in children, even in adults. If it accumulates, it can cause terrible problems. But yet, just recently, our Attorney General Bill Schuette participated in an effort to stop imposing tougher standards on the emission of mercury into the air, which eventually makes its way into our water, both our groundwater and our Great Lakes, and into the fish and everything else. It really is a very toxic pollutant. But again, you see here Bill Schuette siding with the corporate polluters against the rest of us who have to suffer from this terrible form of pollution.
Well, what about those that say, well, you know, you can't really control that stuff, and it's really not that harmful, and, you know, this is, you're making much ado about nothing, Mr. Brewer?
Well, I think there's some of that, Tony. First of all, these regulations that he's trying to stop are 20 years overdue. They were ordered by, you know, the Clean Air Act amendments some 20 years ago. The courts have weighed in and said, you've got to issue these rules, and plus, again, we're talking about one of the most toxic pollutants there is. There was an article recently, I think it was in the Free Press a few weeks ago, that showed that there's actually rising levels of mercury throughout water in Michigan, the Great Lakes, as well as our rivers and streams and even our groundwater, Tony. And we all know that for years we've had fish advisories, very extensive fish advisories, particularly for women and young children, but also for adults as well, because of the accumulation of this poisonous mercury in the fish in Michigan. It only has a health impact, Tony. It also could have an economic impact. I mean, we depend a lot on fishery, commercial, and otherwise in this state. And if you can't eat the fish, that is really going to hurt that industry as well. So there really is no good answer, no good response by Bill Schuette to this failure to take action and stand up and stop mercury pollution of our water.
Well, you know, and it seems to me when we think about ailments, Mark, you know, mercury toxicity, as it is very difficult to treat, by the way. It is very difficult to treat, but it is responsible for everything from ADD and ADHD to perhaps Alzheimer's and lots of maladies in between those two, Mark. We don't understand the full effect, but we do understand one thing. If we eliminate it, then we eliminate a core cause of many different maladies.
That's absolutely right, Tony. And many maladies, there is no cure. I mean, if a baby in utero is poisoned by mercury, and then there are congenital defects, you can't cure those over the life of that child. That child could require constant medical care of a varying nature over the course of their entire life. And again, it's not just the human damage that's done here. It's the economic damage as well that's done when we have to care and provide medical treatment to people, children, women, men, all of us, adults who are injured by this mercury pollution. There is no excuse for not stepping in and saying, yes, we need to reduce the amount of mercury emissions here in Michigan.
When we had Secretary of State Austin, were these, I mean, you know, certainly, you know, he was front and center on these issues as well. Did we have these kind of problems, or was he protecting the environment for us?
No, we didn't have these kind of problems.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean Secretary. I meant Attorney General Frank Kelly.
Absolutely not. Attorney General Frank Kelly was really at the forefront on many issues, consumer protection, but also protection against pollution. He was very concerned about the Michigan environment, and Attorney General Granholm continued that tradition. It's with these Republican attorneys general, first Cox, now Schuette, that you see this corporate agenda reasserting itself, and they constantly, consistently come to the defense of corporations, whether it's a question of, you know, item pricing. You know, for example, Frank Kelly was a big champion of that. Bill Schuette, let's abolish it. We talked about drug immunity a few weeks ago. You know, Bill Schuette nowhere to be found in terms of taking on the drug companies on that. And yet here's another example of his refusal to take on the corporate agenda and reduce the amount of mercury pollution in our environment.
And obviously, Mark, when we say take the corporate agenda, that means to save them money so that they don't have to put in safeguards that filter the smoke that comes from their building or the toxins they dump from their factories.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. But again, even if you did a cost-benefit analysis, Tony, which I think is the coarsest way to analyze this, if you look at the accumulated health impacts, the accumulated economic impacts, how much it costs in terms of medical treatment and medical care, I think the numbers would show that far outweighs the cost of inhibiting this pollution. Matter of fact, that kind of analysis is something that the EPA has to do. And they have reached the conclusion again and again and again, reinforced by the courts, that mercury pollution has to stop. It's economically damaging, apart from the terrible human impact.
Yeah, but Mark, you and I both know, and I say on this program all the time, the three simple words, follow the money. For them, following the money, Mark, means if they don't personally have to put another even $10 into something that they don't have to, they're all for making sure that the right person gets elected. Because for them, it's just about a selfish personal need to provide a greater profit margin. They don't care what the greater effect, and they just don't, Mark. They don't care what the greater effect is to that community or to society in general. They just don't.
Well, and then what happens is the rest of us pay not only through the damage to human health, but also we pay as taxpayers, Tony. If people need medical treatment, they can't afford it, they end up on Medicaid. We end up paying higher insurance premiums to cover people's medical care. So these costs get paid. They just get imposed on the rest of us. So we should, get to the source here, stop this form of pollution, protect human health, and again, stop the enormous expense of having to medically treat people who are injured by this very toxic pollutant.
This just seems so wrong, Mark. I don't know, as we look at, and we've got some other issues we're going to get to in just a second, and I don't believe we have a caller, so we're going to wait till after the break for the caller. We just don't have enough time to get the caller in. But, Mark, as I think about all of the advancements we've made in technology, and certainly there have been some fantastic advancements, and it's almost magical what we can do now in a factory, and how we can easily take care of even retrofitting a building. This isn't rocket science, Mark. It's not like they've got to guess at this. It's not like they've got to go back to the drawing board. A simple one-time investment. You don't even need the law. You don't even need to practice. You don't even need to apply the law if you just do the right thing.
That's exactly right, Tony. Again, this is very doable. This has been now a 20-year fight. The Congress of the United States concluded 20 years ago we need to improve our protection against mercury pollution. But we've seen all this resistance, all this stalling, and now Schuette has joined the bandwagon of people who are trying to stall this very much needed improvement in preventing mercury pollution.
All right, Mark Brewer, my guest, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. Brooks and Novi, you will be up next with the chairman. We'll take a quick break here. 888-552-3595. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. First Shift continues right after this.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Still a couple of accidents out there. 696 eastbound at the Lodge. Shoulder block there, but Gawker delays backing it up to Orchard Lake Road. 96 to Jeffries eastbound after Telegraph. We have an accident there on the shoulder. And cruisers still working an accident. 94 westbound at 696. Delays back to Little Mac. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Now with the rain out of the way, it will be mostly sunny today, a high in the lower 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 44. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, A chance of rain in there as well. A high right around 64. Breezy winds into the south as well. Right now it's overcast and 50 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift going up after this.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Sarah Schamberg. Most people at 24 years old, Sarah, are not international organizers for the United Auto Workers. How did you get here?
When I was younger, my mom has been involved my whole life, and I used to go on pickets with her, and it used to be a punishment, and then one day she realized I love doing it. If I don't stand up, looking at history, if I don't stand up, who's going to?
First Shift with Tony Trubiano on 1310 WDTW.
Micro talks with a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of what, sales event?
Yes, we are. The big tire and brake sales event.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts.
Stop by a Ford dealer now to buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus, get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it involves brakes, too.
Correct.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop by a participating Ford dealer for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11-30-11.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, 57-watt bulbs in California.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome back to First Shift. My guest again, Chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer. We are going to go to the phones. Feel free to join us if you'd like. Just please try to stay topical. 888-552-3595. Mark, let's welcome Brooks in Novi to First Shift. Brooks, you're on the air with Mark Brewer.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Mark. When I tuned in, I heard you discussing the concerns of mercury pollution. And Mark, I was wondering if you could highlight the union's position on the federal mandate that requires eventually that we all go to the mercury fluorescent bulbs in an effort to save energy. My understanding is that some scientists estimate that there's as many as 10 to 13 million metric tons of mercury that will end up into our landfill system because people will not dispose of these things properly. And that's not even discounting the reality that that the factories making incandescent bulbs by GE here in America farmed out literally thousands of jobs to manufacture these new bulbs in China.
I don't know, Brooks, that Mark would necessarily know the union position, but I'll let Mark answer that himself.
No, sure. You're right, Tony. I mean, I don't know what the union's position is on that particular issue. You know, my focus has been on holding elected officials like Bill Schuette accountable when they should be reducing this terrible problem of toxic mercury pollution.
But I'll be sure, Brooks, to ask somebody in the union movement what their position is, and I'll get you that answer. Absolutely. One more quick call here, and then we'll move on to our next topic. We'll welcome my good buddy, Stephen Monroe, to First Shift. Steve, you're on the air with Mark Brewer. Hope you're doing well today. Hope you had a nice weekend.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Mark. Actually, my question was kind of along the same lines as the previous caller with respect to the mercury content in these fluorescent bulbs. We seem to be pushing this, these bulbs onto the American public, and if you actually break one in the house, they say you have to have, like, a hazardous waste crew come in and clean it up, and, that's got to be part of the discussion, too, I think.
So, all right, well,
just leave it at that.
And I appreciate that. And what I'll do, Steve and Brooks, both, is I'll do some homework on that and won't burden Mark with something he has about as much knowledge of that I have. So I'll go to work on that. Not a problem. Hey, Mark, let's talk about something that's called the Romney Rule. What's the Romney Rule?
Well, this, Tony, has been a topic the last few weeks as we've gotten into this whole issue of the fairness of the tax system in this country, which is of concern to the Occupy movement, but to a lot of Americans as well. And it seems pretty apparent, there's been a lot of analysis done on this, that Mitt Romney probably pays a lower tax rate on his significant, substantial income than the people who work for him, including his secretary, for example. I mean, it kind of harks back to what Warren Buffett acknowledged, that people who have significant investment income are able to pay a significantly lower tax rate than people like you or me, clerical workers, vast majority of Americans, because of the variety of ways that they can dodge their taxes. So that's what we've come to call the Romney Rule, again, we have these multimillionaires, these billionaires, who end up paying a lower tax rate than the rest of us, and we don't think that's fair. And I think it's going to be a significant problem for Mitt Romney should he become the Republican nominee for president.
Well, you know, it's troubling, and well, we might as well transition here now to the American Jobs Act, which was in a very disappointing way. You know, Mark, your friend David Hecker was on with us on Thursday's show. He had just returned from Washington, D.C. on Wednesday and was fortunate enough to be with Vice President Biden as he talked passionately about the importance of passing that jobs bill that fits in nicely with this conversation, because it does deal with people paying their fair share of taxes. It would have put teachers in classrooms. It would have put first responders back where they belong. It would have put firemen and policemen back to work. Yet the Republicans filibuster, say no, won't have the conversation, even though this package paid for itself, Mark.
That's right, Johnny, and these issues are all connected. There's no question about it. Because, as you just indicated, this package would have been paid for, would not add a penny to the deficit. How would we pay for it? A surtax on these millionaires who, like Mitt Romney, Warren Buffett, and many, many others, pay a lower effective tax rate than the vast majority of us. And that's a very fair way to pay for these very needed jobs. But again, what do we see? Republican filibuster of now this important part of the American Jobs Act. And that filibuster includes, of course, a fairer way of paying for it. These things are all connected. It's no accident, Tony, that Mitt Romney is also the favored candidate of Wall Street. He has received more contributions from Wall Street than all of the other candidates, including Barack Obama. Why? You take a look at his positions, favoring corporations, favoring outsourcing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All these things are linked.
Well, he's left he's left a massive footprint. And could leave, and certainly if he's the nominee, needs to answer to this, Mark. At some point, and we talked about this again last week, we're talking about the average millionaire paying anywhere between $500 to $1,500 a year, Mark. $500 to $1,500 a year. Now, on the high end, it might be $10,000, but we're talking about massive amount of wealth here.
Yeah, Tony, even if they pay taxes at all, there are so many loopholes, so many deductions available to them that many of them pay no taxes at all. And that's just outrageous that you and I and people who make minimum wage and worse end up paying at a higher tax rate and sometimes actually more taxes than some of these very wealthy individuals. That's what people are upset about, and I think very legitimately so, and that's got to change.
Well, I was actually pretty happy. Somebody had called and said, because for a long time we'd been hearing that, you know, those making $250,000 a year or more, so on and so forth. But this would have been those making $1 million or more. So, and I was so glad that that came up last week, because it doesn't touch those that are making $250,000, even $500,000 or $750,000 a year. God forbid, Mark, we ask them for $500 a year. No, this was those truly in the $1 million or more a year category. And this is even fair share. If we're going to be honest about it, Mark, fair share is pay the same rate I pay or you pay. That's fair share.
That's right. Again, you know, what's gone on over the years is that folks have been able to hire lobbyists and accountants and tax lawyers and, you know, take advantage of every loophole, every deduction in the tax code, loopholes and deductions that aren't available to the rest of us. But on top of that, none of us can afford to hire high-priced lawyers and accountants who spend their time looking for ways to reduce the taxes of these very wealthy people. It's just not fair. And I think spreading throughout society, this is showing up in the Occupy movement, but in many, many other places in American society, great concern about the maldistribution of wealth, the unfairness of our tax system. And this is going to be a very big issue in the presidential race next year.
Absolutely. Mark, I want to thank you for being with us. We are, again, just out of time. Man, it goes fast. Want to quickly mention, we've got the Issues Conference coming up November 12th at the Lansing Center. All you need to do to go is to be a member of the Michigan Democratic Party, and you can join up right then and there. So go on up on November 12th. Mark, thanks so much. We'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, Tony, very much.
As always. And now we got Mark in Birmingham on the line. So you stay where you're at, Mark. We'll come to you next.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, 696 eastbound at the Lodge. We have an accident there blocking the shoulder. Traffic is backed up to Orchard Lake Road. Done it for westbound at 696. We have that accident there on the shoulder. Traffic is backed up to around Little Mac. I'm Russell Trevin.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny, a high in the lower 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 44. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-60s, breezy winds out of the south as well. Quick look at Wednesday, looking at some more rain and clouds. Same goes for Thursday. Right now it's overcast and 50 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
In response to the Supreme Court's freakish decision in 2010 to bestow political personhood on corporations, I got an email from a guy named Larry screaming that big money has plucked our eagle. Yes, it has. And the powers that be tell us that we shouldn't even try to undo this theft of our people's democratic authority, but instead should just try regulating corporate money, like maybe requiring them to disclose how much they're spending on campaigns. Now there's a bold stand for democracy. Give us campaign finance reporting regulations or give us death. Come on, we're bigger than that. Here are just a few actions for real change that you can take, teaming up with others right where you live. Amend. Two major coalitions are organizing to overturn the court's corporate money edict by amending the Constitution. One is freespeechforpeople.org, and the other is movetoamend.org. And both have action kits for raising the issue locally, petitions to be circulated, video and other good graphics to educate people, and a wealth of other organizing ideas. Localize. Pass your own local and state laws to stop the wholesale corporate purchase of our government. These include outlawing any corporate claim of personhood in your area, providing the alternative of public financing for your local and state elections, and banning campaign donations by corporations that try to get government contracts and subsidies. For information and help, check out publiccampaign.org and reclaimdemocracy.org. Confront. Yes, get in the face of power. Ask all candidates where they stand on corporate personhood and demand that top executives of big corporations located in your area publicly agree not to spend corporate cash on your elections. This is Jim Hightower saying, remember, the Constitution plainly says we the people, not we the corporations.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 35 minutes. The caller drops right before we go back on. I know it's a long wait, but you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you just got to wait a few minutes. You know, we got to pay the bills, as they say in radio. Got to pay the bills.
Isn't it weird how that always happens, like, right when you're coming back? Like, you were about to probably go to
him. Honestly, he literally, he just hung up, like, 20 seconds ago. And, Mark, if you want to call back, happy to take you. 888-552-3595. Just kind of crazy. So, you know, I got to tell you, you know, we were talking, Jeff, about the bus situation in Detroit last week, and you know, all this tough guy posturing, and the bottom line is they laid off a bunch of mechanics, and then they wonder why they can't get the buses fixed, right? It makes no sense. Just hire them back or take them off layoff and let them do their job, and all of a sudden you've got buses fixed. And by the way, Jeff, when buses are running and more people are riding them, that means more money, right?
Yeah,
makes
exactly.
Sense? Okay, so if you got fewer buses running, you've got less revenue coming in. All right, just common sense.
It's like when they put people in jail for not paying their bills.
Right.
Well, can't pay any bills when you're in jail.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm going to let you finish your tuna.
Why, you can tell I'm eating?
Yeah, I can tell you're eating. Absolutely. Here's the deal. And the folks, I swear to God, when I saw this story, I about blew my top, but here it goes. Guess what the bus drivers that aren't driving those buses are doing. Now, this is of no fault of theirs. Okay, just the way it worked out. Guess what they're doing while they're waiting for their buses to be fixed? Nothing, and they're getting paid to do absolutely nothing. As thousands of Detroiters wait for buses, as many as 100 bus drivers for the Detroit Department of Transportation are being paid an average of $12 an hour to do nothing. According to the Detroit Free Press, hundreds of buses sit idle awaiting repairs, so their drivers also sit idle, watching TV, playing cards, or chatting with one another until their shifts end or a bus becomes available. All right, I promised Mark I'd get him right on. Mark called back, so I'm going to come back to this story because it's outrageous. But let's welcome Mark in Birmingham to the show. Mark, I'm sorry we had to make you wait, brother. I'm glad you called back, though.
Yeah, that's okay, no problem.
What's on your mind today?
You know, regarding the previous guest, you know, the caller, the really fair thing is a flat tax. You know, almost 50% of Americans pay no income tax. You can see with Occupy Wall Street, what are their demands? Forgiveness of mortgage, credit card, student loan debt, guaranteed living. So what you get is when you get people who aren't paying any tax, they become like sponges, and they expect the rest of us to pay their bills. And that's not, you know, it's going to turn violent when they can't get any of these things. They can't get a $20 minimum wage. It's just, it's utopian and unrealistic.
Well, let's stop. But, Mark, let's stop for a second. The people in the Occupy movement are not looking for free housing, and they're not looking for free education. They're not, and I don't want to position it that way, because that's not what they're looking for.
They came out with a set of demands over the weekend, and it is forgiveness of all mortgage debt, forgiveness of all credit card debt, forgiveness of all student loan debt, a $20 minimum wage.
Well, I didn't see that, Mark, and I'm just saying I didn't see it. I didn't say it didn't happen. I said I didn't see it.
Read their signs. It says it pretty. You know, a lot of it is pretty class warfare, and you know, it's eat the rich, and it's the evil corporations.
Well, you know, at some level, there is an evil corporation element to this. When you stop and look at all the fraud that has been perpetrated upon homeowners who found themselves underwater in their mortgages, who found themselves out of work to no fault of their own, and then to find out that their mortgages were being processed through a foreclosure mill, this stuff was being robo-signed by people that didn't even know what the hell was being signed, and that
ever,
forcing people out of their homes without working with them, without making an attempt to work with them. Yeah, that has a tendency, Mark, to make people angry.
Did you ever hear of President Clinton and the Community Reinvestment Act and Freddie and Fannie Mac? This is all federal government mandate.
But this is not all coming. All these mortgages that are these mortgage holders are not all Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. Not all of them are.
No, but it was all mandated by our great federal government. That said, that they had to, that all the mortgage coming in banks had to give a certain number of low income loans that blew this whole thing up. A lot of this comes from abandoning, letting companies, the government involvement in the housing market.
But under which administration? But under which administration, Mark, did borrowing money for a home become almost, well, not almost, become too easy? Under which administration could anybody walk into a bank and get a mortgage?
Started under Clinton.
And under which administration did it happen, Bush? Mark? It happened under the Bush administration.
Now, you can't. The foundation was laid. The coals were laid under Clinton.
And who relaxed that regulation? Who said, we don't need to regulate this stuff anymore? They're going to be able to regulate themselves. They're going to police themselves. And, Mark, they didn't do it. They saw an opportunity to gouge people, and so when people say they want fairness, I appreciate the call, Mark. When people say they want fairness, they want fairness. I said on this show on Friday, and I'll say it again, I'm not telling anybody not to pay their mortgage. You got to pay your bills. You got rent, you pay your rent. You got a car note, you got to pay your car note. We need to find a way to, especially with student loan debt, we need to find a way to forgive some of that student loan debt. There was a time in this country where you could practically go to college for free. Not anymore. I'm not saying it's got to be free, but it's got to be fair. And when you've got the wealthiest people in this country and the wealthiest corporations who the Supreme Court has deemed people not paying a dime of taxes, that's just dead wrong.
It seems like his, and I don't know Mark personally, but people that have that same argument put it on the poor. Like, oh, I don't want these people sucking off of me and my hard work. And yet, you know, you're arguing for the rich, the extremely rich, to do the same thing.
Well, what did he say? He said people that aren't paying taxes end up becoming sponges, right? And that's exactly what he said. Jeff, it's the rich that aren't paying taxes either.
But that's okay, because they've earned it.
They becoming sponges too?
That's the whole argument. You'd rather have the rich sponge off of you than the poor? I mean...
Well, I don't. I think that we don't want anybody sponging off us. We want fairness. That's the whole point of this, is we want fairness. And if we can find a way, and there is a way, if we can find a way, a clear way, a pathway to doing this, and we can, and it's not the flat tax, I assure you it's not the flat tax. But this idea that, you know, the poor just want to have everything forgiven, it's wrong. It is just wrong. We want fairness. And if we've got to scream and yell a little bit to get your attention, well, frankly, we're going to scream and yell a bit to get your attention. Let's go to the phone and welcome Pat and Dearborn to First Shift. Pat, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Hello, Tony. I just wanted to inform the people out there, including Mark, who I'll keep in my prayers. First of all, it's negotiable, of course. We're going to go the length of forgiveness of all mortgages and all this. Okay, we know it's not going to happen. Like you said, fairness. When it comes to student loans, I will tell you, I have two children that graduated from college. I'm very proud of them. They did very well, except my husband and I are $90,000 in debt. Our house is $40,000 less than what we bought it for now, okay, our mortgage. So, you know, what can I do about that? The good news is, and I want Mark to know this, that if, God forbid, one of my children should die or my husband and I die, the loans will be paid off. So we incurred this debt thinking we'd have to pay it off before we're dead. But under the new health care law that the Republicans would only pass if this was on there, this was given to me by the federal loan program themselves. I called Washington. And she informed me that if one of my children should die or if my husband and I die, then the loans will be paid off. So that's a positive silver lining.
Then, Pat, under the way Mark's thinking, you'd be better off dead.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, Mark, we're all better off dead, Mark, if you're listening, honey, okay? I'll keep you in my prayers, and if I get to heaven before you, God bless you.
God bless you, Pat. God bless you. You know, and truly, I'm telling you, one of the biggest problems in society today, seriously, one of the biggest financial burdens in society today is student loan debt. It is absolutely crippling people. There are people that are graduating college. Now Pat's, you know, certainly part of that because they decided to take on that debt themselves. A lot of parents of students can't, so a lot of students end up taking on this debt.
On top of it, when you go to college, they don't say, here, this is a set amount, all 4 years, bam, this is what you're gonna come out with. You know, every year you have tuition raises and you don't realize, maybe, you know, you start at a set rate your freshman year, you end up paying $7,000-$8,000 more your senior year than you did your freshman
year. Listen, there's no question. When was the last time school got cheaper from 1 year to the next? Never. It never gets cheaper from 1 year to the next. I mean, there may be, if you're lucky, a tuition freeze, but that's only going to be a year if you're lucky. All right, Doris, stay where you're at, sweetheart. We got to get to the break, but we'll come right to you as soon as we take a break here on First Shift. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter at Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Middle-class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Truppiano on Twitter.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW. Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Recently on First Shift,
David Hecker, who is president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan,
about the American Jobs Act. The Republicans will stand up and vote no, but what I'd love them to stand up and say is, I vote no because I think there should be 54 kids in a kindergarten class. I vote no because I don't care that the response time of police officers and firefighters have skyrocketed because of layoffs, because that is the only reason someone would have to vote no, is that they just don't care.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano
on 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trippiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trippiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock as we get ready to wrap things up. Don't forget Stephanie Miller coming up after First Shift here, as she is every day. We are going to go back to the phone, so join us if you'd like, as Doris and Flint has. Doris, welcome back.
Hi, Tony. I'm calling in for something, and then someone else says something that I have to respond to, and I'll do that very quickly.
Take your time.
Number one. My college education spanned 14 full-time years plus 4 years of training with very little money that you get while you're training. So it's like 18 years. I paid for all of my education at that time. That was in the 60s, okay? And I had very low loans on the ones that I did get. Most of it I worked for, but today I see that people can't do that, and it's very different. And I did 18 years of college. Okay. The other thing is, so there is a problem today. The other thing is, the person calling in about, you know, the people sucking off the government, they say. But one of the things, when we pay for people's debt, that's socialism. Now, we all have socialism. Our schools are that way. The VA is that way. So the idea that we don't have it, along with capitalism, is a myth. But the biggest kind of socialism is, like, for instance, when we bailed out the people who failed miserably, and we didn't let them fail because they had it set up so that the people who work would pay them out. So that is actually socialism that went to the top, corporate welfare, whatever you want to call it. But they never call it that, but that's, in fact, what it is. So when they talk about the poor people getting this or that, that's one of the biggest pieces of socialism that we have. The same thing that I found out, the nuclear power plants that, you know, have a lot of poisons and dangerous material, there's no way to get rid of that. Yet, what happens if we have an accident? We socialize the debt and the effects of it. That means they are not insured by anybody because no one would insure them. If an accident happens, we, the American people, will socialize all of the damage. I think it's important for people to understand that.
Well, I think you put that beautifully, Doris.
And when they find, I have some stuff to give to the people down in Detroit, and when somebody could pick it up when I'm ready, I just want to know where to call.
Okay, well, send me an email and we'll coordinate that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Tony@thetonyshow.org. Thank you, Doris. Tony@thetonyshow.org. If anybody has anything they need to get downtown to the Occupy people, we'll figure it out. So just send me an email. Let's go back to the phones again. Feel free to call us, 888-552-3595. Mike in Clawson joins us now. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Tony. That guy was calling from Birmingham about the sponges, et cetera, and the student loans.
Right.
You know, I bet you there's a lot of students out there to be happy to accept the kind of loan deals that the Fed gave all the big banks.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, that was my comment.
Well, thank you. No, Mike's right. I mean, the big banks, what happened to the big banks? And I appreciate the call, Mike. What did they do? They got free money. They don't have to pay that money back. But that's okay. So in Mike's world, Jeffrey. In Mike's world, it's okay for the banks to get that money, but not for students to get that money. Listen, I get that people are angry. I get that the wealthy don't want to pay more money. I get that. But you're not paying enough.
It's funny because my friends just had a baby, and so she's only a month or two old, I think. He's going to kill me for not knowing. But anyway, friends of theirs posted on their Facebook page, the tuition is supposed to be $35,000 by the time she's, or maybe even more. I don't even, it was really expensive, though, per year for a kid that's as young as their daughter is right now and what it's going to be when she's ready for college. And I said, well, you know, that book we had, you know, the Bruce Levine, I keep going back, and I thought if I had to do all over again, I would find one of those colleges where you can work and help pay off your college loan while you're there so that the debt isn't so bad when you get out.
Yes, but here's the part of the problem is it's not that simple. Not everybody qualifies for that, and so that's when you get into the loans. And see, you know, the financial aid's one thing, grants are another thing. It's the loans that become problematic. And loans are much easier to get than grants and scholarships. And so it's very, very difficult. This is not an easy problem to solve, folks. That's the bottom line here. So what I'm saying is, you know, this is not the easiest problem to solve. And the president, by the way, is supposed to be making some kind of major announcement on college debt this week, is my understanding. Let's go to the phones and welcome Ray in Pontiac to the show. Ray, a pleasure to have you on First Shift. Thanks for punching in with us this morning.
Hi, Tony. Just listening to the conversation, and it's kind of on the same vein, but I just find it very interesting that we're having such difficulty with the Congress passing the jobs bill, and people calling, talking about sponges, people who are poor, and all of this rhetoric. But yet still, we're supposed to be a Christian nation. We have on the dollar bill, In God We Trust, and yet and still, there's a formula in the Word of God to talk about if you make a dollar, you pay 10 cents. What about the tenth? If everybody that makes their money, if they want to have a flat tax fund, then use the formula that is already written. You know, that you would, if you pay a tenth of whatever that you get. If you get it, then that's fine. If I make whatever, then we just a 10% of it. And we won't have that problem. But anytime you're dealing with greed, no matter whether it's poor or whatever else, it just happens to be that those that are greedy are the ones who have the most.
Amen, amen, sister. Amen, sister. You got that right. You've got that 100% right.
All right, Tony, that's the comment I wanted to make.
Blessings to you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's, last but not least, go to Jim in Farmington. Jim, welcome to First Shift. Good morning to you.
Morning. That guy, Mark, you know, he absorbs this right-wing propaganda, and it is propaganda. That's, we all should be talking about it as propaganda. This is not something that, you know, it's a mistake or it's a myth. This is set upon propaganda. This is what they do. They train their people not to listen to the other side because they're evil. Don't listen to them. And then they just, that way, they know they can tell them anything. They can just tell them anything because they know they'll never look it up. The idea that the Community Redevelopment Act, which was the redlining act that they all blame for this, 20% of the funds came from, of the bad loans during the crisis came from those banks from that fell under the Community Redevelopment Act. Now, that of those 20%, only a small fraction actually came from those areas, and that was because Bush opened it up. He said, well, there used to be standards that they had to follow. And he said, well, let's just have, we don't need those standards anymore. We'll just loan, and we'll let the private companies do it, and then we'll fund it. Because previously, they had to run through the system to get this done. They had to get credit for it
yep.
from those banks,
yep.
so they had to go to the feds. But then they took that away. So the idea, but that didn't force these companies to bundle them, didn't force the rating agencies to lie about how good they were, didn't force any of that stuff to happen. So they believe what they want to believe because they're told, don't listen to the other side. So we have to convince the people that aren't like that by refuting those arguments whenever they came up.
Well, and Jim, so, that's and we're committed to doing that. And I appreciate your call. We're just out of time, Jim. But, you know, the reality is, they knew when they were giving away that quote-unquote free money, that easy money, they knew this would happen. They knew they'd get that property back. They knew that they had those mortgages insured. They knew that they would double dip and they would get paid not once, not twice, maybe three or four times for selling and getting back one home. It's just sick, and it's wrong. I'm Tony Truppiano. I want to thank Anthony and Jeff for everything they do. This amazing audience, off air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And last but not least, I want to thank all of you. I mean, this is just amazing. As always, be well.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Looking at some delays on 96 eastbound between Kent Lake Road and Milford Road. Also, some slowdowns out there because of accidents. 96 to Jefferies eastbound after Telegraph, and then the Jefferies eastbound at I-94. All accidents there on the shoulder. I'm Russell Chatham.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny, a high near 62. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, a high in the mid-60s, but a slight chance of rain and mostly cloudy. Right now, it's overcast and 50 degrees at Detroit City Airport. Great day, everybody.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
I can't.